The following is a presentation of Team Glory Sports.
It's another exciting season of high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. And we kick off the season tonight in Oakwood at the Hot Gates at Spartan Field as Nagy Lions, West Hall Spartans take on the Chattahoochee Cougars. It's year number two for Coach Lions with a lot of question marks over this young West Hall team looking to make their mark in the high school football ranks here locally. Tonight, it is West Hall taking on Chattahoochee in the opening game of the 2026 season. And the high school football season kicks off next with Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. It all begins now.
97.5 Glory FM. WGTJ Radio presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Welcome to the countdown to kickoff of tonight's game with the Longstreet Cafe pregame show. Let's go to the field for tonight's game on 97.5 Glory FM.
And welcome to the Hot Gates here live from West Hall High School. Gary Glenn, Joe Daly, and our producer Nathan Laddie with you this evening. Welcome to High School Football 2026 on 97.5 Glory FM. We're at the Hot Gates, as I said, Spartan Field, where West Hall, the Spartans, out of 8-3A, are hosting the Chattahoochee Cougars out of 7-5A from Johns Creek. So first time matchup for them, Gary. Ought to be kind of interesting to see. The numbers have gone up for West Hall over the last couple of years, and Coach Lyon seems to be very enthused about what's going on here at West Hall.
Well, of course, Joe, they ended the season, I think, last year with like 31 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because they were bit really, really hard by the injury bug.
Yes.
People just kept going down. Now, they've lost some people. They've lost some key seniors to graduation mm-hmm. and a couple to transfer. But they've got some people back, and they think that they're going to be better as far as the numbers are concerned, of course. So far, they got 54, 55, depending on what last minute things might suit up tonight because of mm-hmm. a nagging injury or two. But around 54, 55 is almost not quite double what they had last year. So you got more bodies, you should have more talent, at least available talent. And there's a kind of a new enthusiasm about it. And they call this place Sparta now, like the old mm-hmm. Greek city-state back in the day. So
I noticed they had a little placard here on the side of the press box as we came up our concession stand
yep.
about Greece and ancient Sparta and all that. It's pretty cool.
That's right. It is cool. And yep. The Spartans, of course, were fierce ancient warriors, and they hope they can carry on that tradition.
They've got about 15 seniors this year. They had six to graduate last year, and they got 17 this year. Leading those will be E.J. Radich, a quarterback who played sparingly last year, but was pretty productive when he was out there. Running back Ben Phelps carried the ball 85 times for 665 yards and 11 touchdowns. And then senior Eduardo Elias is back at the senior kicker, place kicker, punter, and all that stuff. And he had a pretty good season last year when we saw him. So hopefully that will continue, and the big guys up front can do their job.
They still got a lot of kickers out, I noticed.
Yeah.
And they had, like, out of that 31 people they had last year at the end of the year, three of those were kickers.
Three were kickers, yep. Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see. As you said, a lot more seniors than they had last year, but mm-hmm. still not a whole lot when you come to think of
right.
when you're playing at this level of football. You got 15 versus what's better than six.
Mm-hmm.
But they went out and recruited, Joe. They went to the halls. They got some kids off the basketball team.
Exactly.
So they got some athletes out there.
Exactly.
They got one of the basketball players is one of the guys that's going to be counted on a pretty good bit here tonight. And
well, this is the 118th year of high school football in Georgia High School. They started back in 1908. That doesn't mean, obviously, that West Hall's been playing, but they started GHSA. High school football started back in 1908, so it's the 118th year. And we'll have more of our Longstreet Cafe pregame show. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at GHCFCA.org.
If you need to communicate to a lot of people, you need Gainesville Signs and Graphics. They are a full-service sign company. From consultation through construction, they'll handle all aspects of your sign needs. Political signs, banners, magnetics, monuments, subdivision and street signs, as well as vehicle and storefront graphics. So trust your sign needs to Gainesville Signs and Graphics. Check out their website at GainesvilleSignsAndGraphics.com or call 770-533-5700.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Back here at West Hall High School, Gary Glenn, Joe Daly, Nathan Laddie back at the studio producing this first ball game of the season. Gary, we've been off, hadn't been in sports mode. I think Nathan told me today it's been like 3 months and 13 days. So if we have a hiccup tonight, we'll just have to blame it on Nathan. How's that?
Well, that's good. That sounds good. At least he's got broad shoulders. He can take the
criticism. But back here at West Hall, as I said, don't know a whole lot about Chattahoochee. They're in the region with Gainesville, Lanier, Roswell, Milton, Seckinger, and Johns Creek. So a very tough region. I think they were over in their region, maybe only one game last year.
1-1.
And then West Hall is in with Cherokee Bluff, East Hall, Monroe area, Oconee County, Jefferson. They went 2-8 last year, and they're looking to improve that. Maybe 5-5, 6-4 this year is what Coach Lyon would like to do. They run a 3-4 on the defensive side. And I like the 3-4 because you can bring a guy up, another guy up, cheat him up there, and almost have a 3-5 or a 4-3 if you need, a 4-4 if you need to.
Yeah, and Chattahoochee comes in. They were 2-8 last year. They won their last game of the season against Johns Creek, and that one was lopsided. And it was kind of funny because I saw a couple of different scores of that one. I think the consensus is it was 41-7, but also so 49-3. In any event, there were a lot of points put up there. So they had that capability last year. Now, we don't know much about them this year, of course. It's a brand-new ball game. But as I said, West Hall went out there, recruited in the halls, got some folks off the basketball team. They had a hard summer workout. They went to a lot of camps, some energy, some enthusiasm, new players, new life. And I was listening to some stuff, and the players feel better. They won the spring game at Johns Creek. It was 21-13. Of course, they gimmick up those spring games for what that's worth. They will hang their hat on the kicking game, of course, and Elias is a fine kicker and a senior. Ben Phelps, 6'2", 220-pound running back, as you said, Joe, at 665 yards and 11 touchdowns last year. The quarterback is E.J. Raddick. I know his dad. I know that his dad was a fine wrestling coach, and also I think he coached some football as well. And as you said, E.J. didn't see a whole lot of action last year, but he was 21 of 48 for 147 yards. He had 2 touchdowns, 5 picks, though. Now, what does that mean for the passing game? Well, they're going to have to improve on that this year. That's obvious. But they're still going to run first. They're going to run first. Yep. They're going to use a pass to set up the run out. And so we anticipate at least going out some short, quick passes. Mm-hmm. To try to hit the open receiver, the quick outs, out of the backfield, maybe a drag across the middle. Now, that's not to say they won't throw it deep if they see it. And Raddick's probably got a pretty good arm. We haven't seen him yet. So we'll see what happens with that. But we can expect the run first. As I said, they have a whole lot of people that are new. 55 versus 31 they ended the season with last year. The question is, can they fill the holes that they lost? Because they lost some key players to graduation and to transfer. That's going to be the key. as well as Raddick and Phelps on the offense. And if the defense, the early schedule they've got is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. It's in their favor. That non-region schedule, what I understand, Coach Lyon did that on purpose to kind of give his guys some confidence. Plus, the other thing is this PSR thing that everybody's talking about now that helps the ranking at the end of the season. 16, I mean, you know, you got the 8, then you'll have the next 8 in there from your region champs and that kind of thing. Then, so really you're vying for 16 more spots in there to top out the 32. So you really got to look at that and see what you can get. And if you can do pretty good in your non-conference against good teams, that'll help you out a lot. I know he's expecting a lot out of Raddick this year. He's gotten bigger, stronger, faster, as you will. The kid comes up, he plays hard. I believe he's a left-hander, and so we'll see how that rotation does. I know sometimes, but the kids, the receivers get used to it, and being the handoff, I'm sure that they've handed it off enough to their Phelps to where they'll be in good shape.
You mentioned the defense running at 3-4. People like Aaron Rommings, Dominic Romero, Zamari Vaughn, those three guys totaled 64 tackles on the year. So those are the people that you're going to see probably around the ball a lot tonight. And that's going to be a big key because they gave up a lot of points last year, Joe. They need to slack off on that some. They need to cut that point total down and let the offense have a chance to work. You know, when you're playing from behind, you're forced into doing things you don't want to do. The other guy's making you play his game or the game he wants you to play. What's going to be key for West Hall this year is to play the game that they want to play.
Play their game and not get – you don't want to get behind the sticks. You want to play in front of the sticks, and you don't want to get way behind in the game. If you get down a couple of scores early, then you got to hustle and change your philosophy a little bit. If you can play, like you just said, play your football game all year long, then that'll be a big plus for Coach Lyon's team. And I was wrong, and our fearless leader, who congratulations to his family, they're on vacation this week. West Hall's in 8-4A. And Chattahoochee's in 6-5A. So thanks for that clarification, Michael. We'll take the next 2-minute break as we stand up for the national anthem.
If you need to communicate to a lot of people, you need Gainesville Signs and Graphics. They are a full-service sign company. From consultation through construction, they'll handle all aspects of your sign needs. Political signs, banners, magnetics, monuments, subdivision and street signs, as well as vehicle and storefront graphics. So trust your sign needs to Gainesville Signs and Graphics. Check out their website at GainesvilleSignsAndGraphics.com or call 770-533-5700.
Give me an L, give me an O, give me an N.
Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe, what you doing?
I'm putting our cheer together for our tailgate season. Whether you're taking our home-cooked favorites to the game or eating with us afterwards, we've got something for everyone.
So what can I do to help?
Glad you asked, Mary. I need you to take care of our mascots.
No, wait.
Thanks, Mary, and they'll need to stay at Cheer House, too.
She did it to me again.
Longstreet Cafe with 2 Gainesville locations.
For more than 80 years, Jackson EMC has been an innovator when it comes to energy use and efficiency. That includes our Right Choice Home program. Right Choice Homes are built right from the ground up by industry-leading builders and are guaranteed to provide both comfort and energy savings. Plus, every Right Choice Home receives Jackson EMC's lowest residential energy rate. Visit JacksonEMC.com and find out why a Right Choice Home is the right choice for you.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit DuplicatingProducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Welcome back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Welcome back to high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. We are at the Hot Gates of Spartan Field down here at West Hall High School. They're hosting the Chattahoochee Cougars this evening. And I'm going to give you the tentative starting lineups first for West Hall. Across the line, you'll have a tackle number 61, Drayden Doby. A guard, number 55, Daniel Lee. A center, number 75, Bryce Brown. A guard, number 76, Kayvon Blockham. A tackle, 54, Aaron Rummings. The X receiver, number 29, Bryson Moss. And the Z receiver, number 2, Ethan Mayweather. Quarterback, number 17, E.J. Raddich. And the running back, number 10, Ben Phelps on the other side of the football. Defensively for the Cougars, the defensive ends will be number 19, Chris Becton, and number 23, George Atala. The nose guard will be number 69, Rayon Sexton. The cornerbacks will be 13, Siri Morris. Cornerback 27, Cruz McNair. The linebackers will be 55, Chase Brown. Aaron Banks, number 9, a linebacker. Emory Smith, number 10, a backer. And Dobra Porbini, number 6, a linebacker. The safety will be Langston Garth, number 7. And Chris Reyes, number 3, will be your safeties. On the other side, Chattahoochee's offense, you'll have across the line the receiver, number 1, Maxwell Tucker. Tackle, number 56, Dorian Powell. Guard, number 60, Garam Fassel. Center, number 69, Rayan Sexton. A guard, number 77, Philip Zamedin. A tackle, number 73, John Herndon. Receiver, number 2, Braylon Pace. And the other receiver, number 5, Bryce Henry. A quarterback, number 4, Damond Slaughter. Running back, number 7, Langston Garth. Their kicker will be Dylan Kluchar, number 88. Defensively for the Spartans, we'll run a 3-4. Zamari Vaughn, number 6, a defensive tackle, along with number 4, Tim Henley. Nose guard will be 72, Will Evans. The linebackers, you'll have an offensive linebacker, or excuse me, outside linebacker, 32, Damry Lewis. Number 23, Leland Lott. The inside linebackers, number 10, Ben Phelps. And number 26, Amir Parker. The cornerbacks will be 18, Jermaine Cheeks. And 29, Bryson Moss. And the safeties, number 2, Ethan Mayweather. And number 12, Landon Hodges. Gary, I think you're down on the field with us now, are you not? If he's not, I know he's headed that direction. So we'll get ready here in just a couple minutes for another break. I want to make sure I had our starters in there. And I know Mike went over the schedule back earlier, the local schedule. You've got Cass at Flowery Ranch, Cherokee Bluff at East Forsyth, Chastity going over to Carnesville to Franklin County. For the first time since 2013, Dawson County and Lumpkin County playing in a non-region contest up at the burial grounds in Dahlonega. Esau's going across the county line there to White County. Ab Central's going to Hart County. Jefferson's going over to play the Yellow Jackets of Calhoun. King's Academy's coming down over to Johnson. And Lakeview Academy is coming over to Flint River Academy, or going down to Flint River Academy. And, of course, the Red Elephants of Kings will go down to Buford for tomorrow evening. We'll take our last two-minute timeout right here. And you're listening to the High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, Hope Bunch, the voice of Longstreet Cafe.
Mary, did you know Longstreet Cafe supports great programs like FCA? Northeast Georgia FCA is working to see the world transformed by Jesus Christ through the influence of coaches and athletes.
And they do a great job of making their mission work through the E3 strategy of making disciples who make disciples. I remember that from my days in school.
Yeah, FCA has been around a while.
Hey now, find out more at ghcfca.org.
If you need to communicate to a lot of people, you need Gainesville Signs and Graphics. They are a full-service sign company. From consultation through construction, they'll handle all aspects of your sign needs. Political signs, banners, magnetics, monuments, subdivision and street signs, as well as vehicle and storefront graphics. So trust your sign needs to Gainesville Signs and Graphics. Check out their website at GainesvilleSignsAndGraphics.com or call 770-533-5700. Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Lord Jesus, thank you for Friday Night Football. Thank you for each and every player that's going to be playing across our area tonight. We pray that you keep them safe. We pray they have good sportsmanship. We pray, God, for great competition. And most of all, we pray for the safety of each and every athlete. May you bring them home safe tonight. But more than anything, may they all play for your glory, and somehow may your name be known. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Now, back to the Longstreet Cafe pregame show on 97.5 Glory FM.
Back here at Westfall High School, the Spartans hosting the Cougars this evening in game one for us. We've already had a couple of playoff, a couple of high school games in the last couple of weeks in that Corky Kale Dave Hunter Classic. And one big upset in that, I don't remember who it was, but anyway, we're here. This is our first game in Hall County tonight. We're looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah, a lot of teams in Hall County in action tonight around the Northeast Georgia. And then, of course, the one that everybody's going to be looking at tomorrow night is, actually, I think it's an afternoon game.
Five o'clock.
It's Buford and Gainesville at Buford.
Hang on a second.
Anyway, while you're doing that, Joe, I got the officials here from the Lanier Football Officials Association. Referee tonight's Ron Reagan. Umpires Bo Cooper. Headline judges Tavares Holt. Line judges Mike Robinson. Field judges Derek Collins. Side judges Steve McKay. On the electric clock is Greg Barfield. On the play clock is Robert Droz. And we're just a few moments away from them running out of the tunnel, the hot gates of Spartan Field. We got the West Hall captains down here. They're all in navy blue tops and silver breeches and silver helmets. And
we got the quarterback E.J. Radich looking behind him. It looks like number 11, Royce Whitlock, I believe. And then two other guys behind him there. We'll get them in a moment. As they come out, let me get my binoculars out here and see what we can get on the other side. And that sun is right now.
Right in our face. Reminds me of doing a baseball game at Ivy Watson.
Yep.
Trying to call balls and strike behind home plate when that sun was setting.
Damon Slaughter, the quarterback, is one of the captains for them. Number 10, Emery Smith, is one of their captains. Number 2, Braylon Pace. And turn sideways, young man. It looks like number 3 might be that last young man. Yeah, but if that is, as Chris Reyes as the last captain. And for West Hall, we got number, was that 44? 54 down there?
It is 54.
54 and 19 of the other two guys. That'll be Dastin Garcia. And 54 is going to be Aaron Rummings. Those are our captains for this afternoon's game.
Come over here, make sure
so we are getting out there and meeting now. Number 5, Bryce Henry is the other guy, the other captain for West Hall.
Well, at the hot gates of Spartan Field, it is hot. Mid-80s and lots of humidity.
It has gotten, the sun's out right now, and it's been behind the cloud for the last hour, and now it's come out for the last little bit here before we kick off.
Yeah,
but luckily, it'll go behind those trees in a minute.
It'll heat it up just a little bit more. Yeah. Is we needed any more heat on that turf down there.
Yeah, exactly. That's where you didn't need it at. They had a good little rain shower come through last night. Maybe they helped cool it off. I don't know. Gary's up here with me tonight. We've got a lot of static as we go down on our sideline, Mike. So Gary's going to be helping me up here on top and then have a couple of halftime interviews if everything works out with Trevor Catrett and then Marla Lear, the principal here at West Hall, coming up at halftime.
New principal here.
They are tossing the coin now. Let's see who wins it. They're talking to the West Hall players, to Radich. Let's see what they're going to do is lining them up. And Chattahoochee will receive the opening kickoff. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrating the excitement of local high school football, 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ presents Friday Night Football in North Georgia. Tonight's game is brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, EMC Security, North Hall Tire and Wheel, Schliemann Wealth Management, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and by Autry's Ace Hardware. It's time for the kickoff of Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ.
Back here at Spartan Field as the West Hall Spartans come out on the field. I'll send you a picture of that in a moment, Nathan, where you can post it on our Instagram stuff. And then Chattahoochee will be coming out on the other end. Tonight, West Hall in their navy blue tops, silver breeches, silver helmets with the logo. Chattahoochee all in white tops, white bottoms, and white helmets. The Cougars from Johns Creek are playing the Spartans of West Hall. And Gary, this lineup might be a pretty good one here between these two teams. It's going to be, I think a lot of it, as we always say, is a lot of it early on in the trenches is going to be seeing what we can do here.
It's so crucial, Joe, because you got two teams coming off a 2-8 season.
Yep.
And these people need to learn how to win, how not to play, not to lose, if you know
right.
what I mean. You know,
exactly.
There's a difference in playing to win and playing not to lose.
Yeah, exactly.
So you've got what goes well early might be a precursor to how this game is going to turn out.
Sure, sure.
You don't want to get into a hole early. You don't want to do anything silly. You don't want to do any silly turnovers early. You put yourself in a hole. So the one that can get down there and score, if it's scoring in a hurry, but the other thing is don't get cocky about that because, you know,
exactly.
you got to make sure that you follow that thing up. So there's a lot of enthusiasm. Everybody's 0-0 right now here in these first games of the season here. In your first game of the season, and as Joe said, we've had a few played already, but most of the teams around the state, maybe even around the country, are opening up tonight.
Eduardo Elias out there jumping up and down, loosening those legs up, shaking hands with the umpire. We'll kick off from the far hash mark, pretty close between midfield and far hash mark around the 40. Back deep for Johns Creek. Going to be number two is going to be their deepest guy. That's Bryce Henry. And you've also got number three back there, and that's Chris Reyes. So let's see how they do right here. Kicking off, they'll be going left to right here as we look at the field, and you look at your radio dial here in the first half.
That's pace on the left side. As we
little pooch kick there. It comes down to the up guy. Comes at the 24. You know, go to the 25, the 30, the 35, trying to get around the guy. He does. Bounced off another guy at the 45, the 50, the 45, the 40, the 35, the 30, the 25. Finally run out of bounds by number 12, Landon Hodges, way on down here at the West Hall 21.
That's Bryce Henry, and he got it at about the 28 or 29 and took it all the way to the opposition's 21.
Yeah, he got it.
Is there a flag? Okay.
And let's see. Maybe it's coming back as the coach is getting their men over to the sidelines and the umpire talking to the head referee. Referee will tell us what's going on, I believe. That might have been a sideline. We'll see. Is a sideline one? Nope. Now they're going to mark it off from back here or where the foul happened at the 37, and it's going to go against Chattahoochee. So the foul happened at the 37 of West Hall, Gary. Yeah, it was a penalty against Chattahoochee, a 10-yard penalty, so it'll push it back to the 47 of West Hall. Still in positive territory.
Yeah, it was about a 52-yard return that he ripped off there, but that's going to be going to take away about 13 yards of that. So.
Yeah, it did. He went out the 21, so about 26 yards back he lost on the penalty from where the penalty happened at. So they'll bring it up. Slaughter back. You got 1-2-3 wideouts balls on the near hash mark. West Hall in a 3-4 with a cornerback coming up close there, almost a 4-3. Slaughter with one back. That's Garth. Takes it hands off to Garth. Garth looking, gets tripped up right there after about a 2-yard gain. And got, looked like he got knocked down in there by number 23, maybe.
And maybe Leland Lott, 5'10", 180-pound linebacker. He was one of the basketball players that came out.
That's right.
So he immediately played some dividends for that. Only got 2 yards, and you're exactly right, Joe. He was tripped up. Nobody had a hold of him when he hit the turf.
Got 2 yards, second down, 8 yards to go now. Ball on the 45. Going to pitch out late to the backfield. That time they went to number three, I believe it was Henry. Yep, ran him out on the far side around the 28-yard line, I believe. No, the referee saying ran out to 31. So we get the first down by a few yards. And it'll be first and 10 at the 31 of West Hall for the Cougars.
Showed some speed there that time, didn't
he? Yes, he did.
the running back, and Lott again in pursuit. So you got first and 10 at the 31 of West Hall.
Damon Slaughter, the quarterback, empty backfield this time. He's got five wideouts, Gary, spread out everywhere, three on the near side looking. Now he's going to run. Defense kind of comes in on him and stutter steps, gets knocked down on the far side after about a two-yard gain. Good job by the backers to come up that time. I think that was number 26, Amir Parker, I think, came up there and helped up on the stop that time,
yeah,
Gary.
Parker's one of the ones they're going to be depending on a good bit on defense this year. Parker is one of the guys that saw some action on the JV last year. He's just a freshman. Mm-hmm. He got the late call as a start, too, 5'10", 175-pound freshman.
Three wideouts, kind of stacked up in tight on the far side. Ball's on the far hash mark. Ball at the 29-yard line, second and eight. One single back, that's Garth. Looking. He throws it. It's going to be incomplete over the head. Got a flag right there at the 30-yard line. Head linesman. Threw that one down there. Let's see what the guy looks like. He's going to go against Chattahoochee.
That's some pressure on the quarterback that time,
yes,
by Lott, who came in. They had a linebacker blitz on that side coming in.
Illegal receiver, ineligible favor downfield, so that'll be a penalty against Chattahoochee and push him back. It'll still be second down, but it'll now be second and about 14. About 13. They'll mark it back at the 34 almost.
That's one of those judgment calls right there, mm-hmm. Joe. Do you take the down or do you take the penalty?
Yep.
A opted to take the penalty and push him back a few yards.
It's going to be second and long. Second, 13. Three wide outs all on the near side this time. One guy in the backfield. Slaughter looks, throws it deep over the top, looking incomplete over the outstretched hands of number five, Bryce Henry.
Boy,
that's one of those that he probably could have dove and caught that one, Gary.
Yeah, and if he catches it, it's six. Because he had the defense absolutely beat. He was behind them, just overthrown by Slaughter, just a touch.
He had his man beat, though. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. There were three or four people chasing him, but they were all chasing him. He was behind them.
He had them all beat down through there. Third down now, 13 yards to go. Back, Garth is on the right-hand side of his quarterback. Back to look. Going to throw a little screen right over the top. He catches it. Garth does, and he gets down there. He's going to be close and does have the first down by about 2 yards inside the 20.
That time the linebackers and the defensive backs didn't do a terribly good job of closing in, Joe. They had him pinned a little bit.
They cheated up there a little bit.
Yep.
And they were able to beat him as he got down the field there, exactly.
They had him pinned in, and then they backed off. I guess they were trying to get the angle because they were afraid that if they got him – behind him, that he was going to go ahead and run for it, but he did get the first down. So it's
first down at the 18 inside the red zone, first time of the year for us. Chattahoochee, as Slaughter takes it, comes out to the near side, pitches it late back to number three, which is Reyes, and he is knocked for a loss back here to the 26-yard line. That was number 23, Leland Lott, that came in there and made the stop, I believe, Gary.
Yeah, it was, and he's figured in on about four or five tackles already on this drive.
The athlete's coming out
anyway. Athlete's coming out,
sure.
Yeah. They saw him on the basketball court. They said, son, why don't you come out and play a little football?
Play with us a little while, exactly.
Play with that funny shaped ball.
Yep. So they've knocked him back there. Second down now and about 17. You got Slaughter with one running back to his right, three wideouts, two. The ball's on the near hash mark. Slaughter back looking, going to throw it deep again. No, he catches it that time. That was number nine that caught that one, Gary. Aaron Banks right over the top. He had to jump at the goal line. He corralled it, pulled it in for the touchdown.
That was a good catch by Aaron Banks that time, Joe. As you said, he had to go up, left his feet elevated about 16 inches and hauled it down. It was an 18-yard touchdown.
And he kind of had to turn his back, go up there high and get it with his hand, pulled it down with both mitts and pulled it in for the first touchdown of the evening. Dylan Kluchar, number 88, is their kicker. He's lining up in there. If they kick it, now they're acting like they're going to go for two right here. Now they're going to call a timeout. West Hall has to call a timeout right here, Gary, and they kind of discombobulated, I'll use that term. They look like they're going for that swinging gate thing. It didn't have a kicker in there for Chattahoochee that time.
Yeah, and first game jitters and mistakes.
Exactly, Joe. And you don't want to give up an easy two-point right there and be down almost two scores, if you will. You go ahead and do that one right there and take the timeout, see what they're going to do, see if their kicker comes back out or if they do want to go for the two-point conversion. Let's see if Huchar is going to come back out there. I'm looking through my binoculars again. They've got a holder.
Huchar is an 11th grader.
And, nope, they're lining up like they're going to go for it again there, Gary. They got okay. Number 14. Now number 88's backing up. Now they're getting into their kicking formation. 88's down there. He's going to kick it from the turf. He's got the thing down there.
Tim Harlan is the backup quarterback who's the holder.
He's the holder. Good deal. Huchar, there's a snap. The kick is up, and it is good. The Cougars lead it 7-0. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM. EMC
Security. Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Huchar kick for Chattahoochee, and he kicks it, and it's run out of bounds. He should have not caught that. That's going to be a bad decision right there, Gary. He caught it right before he went out of bounds.
Oh,
that's going
man.
To be West Hall's ball at the four. And coach is letting him know right now, dude, you can't touch that one, because now West Hall's in a hole right there. They're going to have it at the four-yard line. Huchar kicked it and was angled toward the side. I believe the way it was bouncing, it would have gone out of bounds, but the West Hall player caught it and stepped out of bounds right at the four-yard line.
Yep. Can't do that.
Nope.
That's one, again, an early season mistake there. You let it go out of bounds.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got good field position.
So now let's see what West Hall can do right here. Radich and Phelps. Radich the quarterback. Phelps the running back. They'll have 1, 2, 3, 4 wideouts all over the place. Mayweather, Moss, Henley, and Garcia as the defense for Chattahoochee comes up in a 3-4, almost a 4-3, 5-3. One man in motion, that's going to be Mayweather. They go to the running back, Phelps right up the middle. Phelps tries to push, he gets maybe two out of it, up to the six. Be second down and 8.
Coming off the bottom of the pile was Dubra Porbini.
Tripped up first.
11th grader.
They are, I'd say, second down. They gave him 1, 2, they gave him 3, 2nd and 7. They gave him up to the 7-yard line. Second down, 7 yards to go now. 8:22 remaining in the quarter. Chattahoochee with the first score of the game. 7-0 Cougars. West Hall has the football. Ball's on the near hash mark. 3 wideouts. 2 guys stacked over here on top of one another beside. And hand off to Phelps again. Phelps got a little bit of a break trying to push his way. And they finally gets out to about the 11-yard line. So give him about 4, maybe 5. It'll be 3rd and about 3 yards to go. Phelps got good leg drive, but that big offensive line's got to push a little bit harder in there to Gary to give him some leverage, if you will.
Well, Phelps, I've seen him listed as low as 190, as high as 220. He's a big, strong guy.
Yeah.
But you got to have some help.
Well, you saw it right there. He had his arm on that guy in front of him helping to push, and he might have got an extra yard, maybe 2 out of it. He's up to the nose of the football, touching the 11. Still on the near hash mark, 7:30 now. 3 minutes, or 3rd down, 3 yards to go.
This is pretty big right here.
3 wideouts, 1 in motion. That's Mayweather. We give it to Phelps. Phelps got the first down, 15-20. One guy got to tackle him from behind, does. Wrapped him up, but Phelps carried him out to the 30. 1st and 10 for the Spartans.
Yeah, Braylon Pace, a junior free safety. 6 foot, 164 pounds, wrapped him up. Just kind of rode him to the turf.
I started to say he just hung on for the ride because Phelps took him for about 5 or 7 yards there. 1st down for the West Hall Spartans. That's a big getting out of your own end zone up there, if you will.
About an 18-yard pickup right there, and a first down at the 30. Huge, huge play.
Ball's in the middle of the field. Hand off to 23 that time. That's going to be...
That's a lot, isn't it?
Lot. Yeah, 23 is Leland Lott, a junior, and he gets about six on the carry.
Wrapped up first by Lott is pretty good size, too. He's 180 pounds, so...
Yep.
Got some drive, too, and he's got some quickness. We've seen that already on defense, all the tackles he was making on the other side of the ball. But he picked up six, second and four.
Second down, 4 yards to go. Ball's on the 36-yard line. They're going left to right here in the first quarter. 1-2-3 wideouts for the Spartans. One tight end. Snap back. Going to pitch to Lott again. Lott cuts it inside. Pushes one guy. Got tackled from behind at the 37. Only got maybe a half a yard, if that much.
That's Rayon Sexton, who's listed at 6 foot. I don't have a weight for him, Joe, but I'm going to guess he's about 260.
He's a big boy, isn't he?
He is for that.
And he goes both ways, offensive line, defensive line. No gain, they'll say. Ball still touching at the nose of the 36. Third down.
You know, you got to watch some of those guys, the big fellas. Sometimes they're deceptively quick.
Mm-hmm.
And he got over there in a hurry to make that play.
Third down. 1-2-3 wideouts. One guy tied in standing up here in the backfield. Hand off this time to Phelps trying to drag him across. Got about two out of it. Up to about the 38 maybe. It'll be fourth down and short, about 2 yards to go for the Spartans. Let's see what they're going to do. Early season call right here for Coach Lyon.
Dorian Powell. You know, that time, Joe, they jumped into what the old Oklahoma defense, the old 5-4 defense that time, because they knew West Hall was going to run it, and that's a run defense.
And that's what they cheated up when they had them back pinned at the 4 minutes ago. They moved that one of those backers up and had a 5-4. They're going to try to run it. They drew them off sides. They threw it, so they got it right there by drawing Chattahoochee off sides, I do believe.
They went into the neutral zone,
yep.
I'm pretty sure.
And that's all you have to do in high school is draw or go off sides. It is off sides. It'll give West Hall their second first down of the season. They own a penalty. That'll put them out to about the 43-yard line. First and 10 for the Spartans. 5:09 remaining in the first.
One of the linebackers got a little antsy that time and jumped into it. But you know what? It took them a minute to throw that flag, didn't it, huh? I expected that to come out quick. Maybe he's just having trouble getting it out of his pocket.
That is kind of surprising that it was that late. But anyway, one man in motion. Going to hand off to Phelps again, picking his way, trying to get behind those linemen. And, boy, Chad Hitch just stacked him up after about a yard gain at the 39. It'll be second down and 9 now for the Spartans. They put one man in motion. Mayweather comes around and tries to go out behind everybody, along with Levi Hedge, H-E-G-E, a senior wide receiver. Tries to go out and go wide around as a decoy.
He ran right into the teeth of the defense. Mm-hmm. So they're stacking up. West Hall has gotten to have to do something to loosen that defense up.
Yeah.
Right now, they're just pinning their ears back. They need a short, quick pass or something.
Kind of open the defense up a little
Take
bit.
Take the pressure off of Phelps.
1-2-3-4 wide outs. Two on the near side. Ball's on the near hash mark. Phelps right beside his quarterback. Left-handed Radich. Throws it far side. Complete. Out over across midfield to the 49. He's a yard short. The nice, quick pitch over there and caught by number Bryson Moss, number 29, caught that pass. Nice little out, about an 8-yard pickup. Third down and one now for the Spartans. And he threw it in a little bit of traffic, the left-hander did, but Moss did a nice job hanging in there and catching it.
Must have been listening to our broadcast when we said we need to loosen that defense. Moss got some good size, 5'11", 175, not bad for a high school receiver.
Third down one. First time West Hall has it in Chattahoochee territory now. It balls it right at the 48.5. Snap back to Phelps. Phelps got stacked up, and they stopped him. He didn't get it, I don't believe.
Well, Gary. Let's see. Forward progress, but this is when you got to – this is when you reach into the bag of tricks a little bit, Joe. You got to pull a counter or something out again because they figure he's running into the two-hole, and that's where they stacked everything up, and they were right. And you're right. They no gain at all.
Yep.
Might have lost 6 inches.
Fourth and one. Ball's at the 48-yard line of Chattahoochee. The Spartans bring them up. Three wideouts. Ball's on the far hash mark. Got a tight end kind of in a flanker position. Let's see what they do. The ball clocks down at 11 on the play clock. 10, 9, 8, 7. Snap. Give it to Phelps. Phelps got the first down barely by a yard.
Oh, yeah.
Got it up and went behind that time. Bryce Brown and Kayvon Blockham, the two senior returning linemen, And that's the two you want to go behind right there, Gary, the two seniors that's been there.
Did a little slant off of the hips of his blockers and managed to get it by about a yard. He needed one. He got about two.
A timeout call by the white hat down there. I'm not sure what the timeout is for, but he's hollering over to the West Hall sideline.
Again, our referee tonight, the man in the white hat's Ron Reagan, veteran official.
Oh, the band. That's what they're talking about, I think. And he's pointing down that direction.
Well, you don't want to be. That's your own band, too. You don't want to be.
That's what it is. Is our PA announcer Ryan Phillips is telling everybody that now they can't play during play. They can do it in between plays, but then they have to stop. And then during play, they can't.
Well, you don't want to be doing it when your own team has got the ball.
Exactly. Yep. All right. First down. Ball's at the 47-yard line of Chattahoochee. West Hall with an extra set of downs after that Phelps first down. Number 23 back in lineup. That's Lott. And a hand off to Lott. Lott grabbed by around the top of the head up there. No face mat, just up high. And he got about maybe a yard up to the 46-yard line, excuse me.
Well, one thing you say about Chattahoochee, they put a lot of hats on the ball.
Yep, they do.
I think the first guy that hit him that time might have been Miles Booker, number 18.
Lott gets about one. Second down, 9 yards to go now for the Spartans. Up in Cleveland, East Hall 7, White County 7, early on in the first quarter. That might wind up being a shootout up there, you can't ever tell. Second down, 9 yards to go, 3 wideouts. Ball's in the middle of the field for Raddich. Raddich takes it to the left-hander, hands off. Running back. Phelps doesn't get anything that time. They came in and stopped him for about a 2-yard loss back to the 48.
That was Forbrini again, number 6. It hit him, and he got no support at all that time. The blocking completely broke down.
Third down 11 now for the Spartans, 1:36 and a quarter. Chattahoochee leads it 7-0. Raddich comes over, gets the play from the offensive coordinator, then goes back out, which I think is Coach Lyon. Nagy giving that offensive some pep talks. 4 wideouts, 3 on the far side. Ball's between midfield and the near hash mark. Raddich rolls out to the far side, cuts inside. He's got 5. He got brought down right there from behind at the 45-yard line. Trying to do the right thing. That's back guy behind him out there, which I believe was Garth Porbini. May have been the guy that came in behind and dragged him down from behind, Gary.
I also saw Caden Davis in there, number 8. So
got about 4 yards out of it. They're up across the 45 to the 44. And Elias will come in to punt the ball for West Hall.
Yeah, put them in a hole. They started on their own 4. They've held the ball for a long time
yep,
now.
Yep, they did. They've held it for
closing seconds of the quarter, Joe.
About 8 minutes worth here. Elias on the ground. Oh, he's going to be. He's got to run with it now. He's not going to get it off.
Goodness.
They're going to cover it right there. The ball's still on the ground. Nope. Chattahoochee got it. They're running with it, trying to tackle him. They finally down around the 30. Oh, my goodness.
That was a terrible snap. Rolled back there. Started bouncing on that artificial turf.
When it bounced, and Eduardo could not get a handle on it, tried to pick it up and run with it, but they were on him before he got started really much, Gary. And when it ran out of territory, they dropped it again. And got the big man from Chattahoochee picked it up and got tackled down at the 29-yard line of West Hall.
He was trying to find some room to punt.
Yep.
But sometimes you just got to eat it.
Exactly.
I mean, you made a terrible situation worse because now you've turned it over and deep in your own territory.
They are at the 29 of West Hall this time with 12.5 seconds remaining in the first quarter.
That could have been a touchdown.
Yep. Slaughter brings them up. Quarterback with Garth behind him or beside him. 3 wide outs and 1 guy in a flanker position or in a slot. Ball's on the 29. Going right to left. Chattahoochee gives it off to Garth. Garth almost tackled in the backfield. Oh, they hang on to him and drag him down at the 34. Nice job by Leland Lott.
Yeah,
calling
Lott
that kid's name out a lot, aren't we?
I tell you.
Calling Leland's name out a lot.
Double L.
That'll be the end of your first quarter. Chattahoochee leads at 7-0. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Whether you're preparing for retirement, navigating a major life change, or simply wondering how today's market affects your financial future, contact the team at Schliemann Wealth at 678-780-3200. From our family to yours, enjoy the game. Go Trojans!
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Back here at West Hall High School, 7-0 Chattahoochee. West Hall had the football about 8 minutes of that first quarter, but they put themselves kind of in the hole on two big, not really good plays by West Hall.
The Hooch scored at 8:50 of the first quarter, and now they just got the ball back at the end of the first quarter. So, yeah, it was over 8 minutes that West Hall had it, but came away empty.
They have it on the far end down there. Going left to right here is Chattahoochee. Slaughter has it. Ball's on the 34-yard line of West Hall. One man in motion. Slaughter back to pass. Looking. Throws a BB right over the middle. Complete out there to about the 24-yard line. Two guys come in there and knock him down. One of them appeared to be, was that number two? Was that Phelps?
Phelps was one of them, and Landon Hodges was the other one.
Landon Hodges, one of those freshmen.
They kind of sandwiched him. It was a good lick, but he still got almost 6 yards.
Got down to the 24-and-a-half-yard line. Third down and about five, we'll call it. Got to hold him right here if you're the Spartans. Three wideouts. Ball's almost in the middle of the field. Fake handoff, throw it over a little slant. Oh, and he dropped it.
Oh, that was six.
Now, that's a big one right there. Number three caught, had it right there, and he kind of threw it a tad behind him. Hit him on the shoulder pad, on the back shoulder pad, and he bounced off his pad. Incomplete.
Moss was giving him a shadow there, Joe, but he was behind him. That's six. He catches that thing in stride because he had him beat.
A break for the Spartans. They just need to capitalize on it right here. They're going to try the field goal from this distance.
That's where they're going to spot it.
Ball is at the 24, but he's going to kick it from the 32. So that'd be a 42-yard
attempt.
Backup quarterback number 14, Harlan Holes. Kluchar attempts the kick. It is up, and it's going to be to get across. Yes, it got across by about a foot or two.
It started hooking, but it stayed within that left upright by about a foot and a half.
10-0 Chattahoochee. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
We love North Georgia. Working here, living here,
and eating here. We have fresh, delicious, and unique goodies made right here locally.
Our provision section continues to grow as we're featuring local foods, rubs, spices, and mixes. Everything you need for all your get-togethers.
Wow, that's a fancy way to say really good tailgating treats.
And you'll also use them for hostess gifts, charcuterie boards, anything you're looking for, something unique and delicious.
Stop by and see our mouth-watering provisions at Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville.
If you need on-time expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Back here at West Hall High School, and the kickoff by Kluchar came down deep right at the goal line. Might would have been well advised to have let it go in there, Gary, but Mayweather caught it, brought it out. As far as he got was just over the 10-yard line.
Yeah, I think that was Booker on the tackle on one of the kick coverage team, yeah. They've started in two holes. One was on the 4, and this is on the 11. Now, they kept the ball for a long time, but finally turned it over. And when they turned it over, it was a disastrous turnover. They didn't even get the punt off. They fumbled it because of the rolling snap that the punter could not field.
I know that the punters usually line up 10, 12 yards deep. And a lot of times if that long snapper can't get there, I'm going to bring him up about 8 yards, a little bit shorter of a snap, and just tell him to hurry up and kick it.
Yeah.
All right. Radish brings him up there. One back is Phelps. Three wide outs. Pebble threw it right in the middle. The ball's loose. Who fell on it down there? Chattahoochee's saying they are. Hang on a second, folks. It's down on the far end of the field. We're on the opposite end of it, and it's going to be an incomplete pass is what they're saying. Boy, that one almost fell into bad hands that time, Gary.
Yep.
Tried to do that little under shovel pass right there. So, luckily for the Spartans, they called it illegal power. Not illegal, incomplete pass.
Incomplete pass, yeah.
But his man didn't catch it.
Yeah. You got to be careful of that. If they'd been to the side a little bit, it'd been a lateral and a free ball.
Exactly. So, second down and 10 now. Ball's on the near hash mark for the Spartans. Four wide outs, three on the near side. Radich has Phelps, putting one man in motion. Handed off to Phelps. Tried to get around. That big man in the middle is just eating him up there, Gary, Sexton. And he just fighting off that center and eating up from lunch, isn't he?
He's a load, and he's got another load right close to him over there. Number 77, Philip Zamadin.
Yep.
They got two big boys right there on the down lineman of that 3-4, and then they jump it around.
Mm-hmm.
They make it look like a 4-3 and a 5-4 at times. I mean, and they're loading up the line, Joe. Again, you've got to do something to loosen that up. Otherwise, you're going to be running from the 8-ball all night long.
Lost about a yard on it. Third down just inside the 10 for the Spartans. Radich has it. He wants to run this time. And he's not going to get much out of that. He's going to get maybe the same where he was right there. He didn't get any yardage out of it. Still good. Now it's going to be fourth down. They're going to have to punt from in their own end zone.
Yeah, you're going to be at least in the shadow of their own end zone, if not standing in the end zone. Lost a yard, Joe. It's at the 10.
Wow. Fourth down
for the Spartans.
So, you got fourth and 11.
Wrong direction there, Spartan guys.
And they are standing in the end zone.
Yep. Elias standing in the end zone. See if he can get a good snap this time.
Wow.
And maybe get the kickoff. We know he can punt it. Just has to get the kick. Or just got to get the snap.
Deep snapper might have got chewed on a little bit after that last one.
9:36. Phelps, the up man, is a blocker. There's a snap a little bit better that time. And it got blocked. And Chattahoochee falls on it in the end zone. Let's see. Touchdown, Chattahoochee. Wow. It was high, but they got in there and was able to get to the man and block it. Glad Hand is going over to number 10, I believe, that time that was able to knock it down. That's going to be Emory Smith. It looks like that knocked it down and may have recovered it in the end zone for the Chattahoochee touchdown. 16-0 Cougars. They'll attempt the extra point this time. This will be Kluchar kicking from the holder of Tim Harlan, the backup quarterback. We are at the 9:20 mark of the second quarter. Kluchar backs up. Harlan spots it on the ground. The snap, the hole, the kick is up, and it is way good. 17-0, Chattahoochee with 9:20 remaining. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Bushton, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
As an electric cooperative, Jackson EMC must always have an eye on the future, exploring the newest innovations taking place in every area of our business. Ideas that lead to a better use of resources and improved ways of conducting business. Automated switch technology, iPads in the field, and internal networking that enable us to pinpoint outages, access complex mapping, and provide faster response times. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Back here at Westall High School, a block punt into the end zone. Number 19, I believe I understand, was the one that caught that one. Becton, in the end zone, made it 17-0. The kickoff by Kuchar hit about the 2 yard line and bounced into the end zone. Mayweather let it go that time, advisedly so, and the ball will be brought out to the 20. First down and 10, and first decent field position for the Spartans here.
You know, it's been a rough night. If the best field position you've had all night long is starting at your own 20.
Exactly. They have been rough so far. Let's see if they can get about a 9-minute drive and get on the board here before halftime. I know Coach Lyon would like to see that.
Might have been Smith that blocked it and Becton recovered it.
Gotcha. Coaches from Chattahoochee are right here beside us. So
that's who they'd say. So we'll take their word for it.
Gary has an advantage there for us if they're right here next to us. All right, so they line it up, West Hall does, on the far end. Far hash mark. Pitch back to Phelps. Phelps trying to break it outside on the near side. Gets out by, might have got run out at the 21, maybe.
He had a crowd running him out over there.
He had one guy over there. Looked like number six was on him in a hurry.
Orbeanie, that was Watkins.
Mm-hmm. That speed, you know, we often say during the season, speed will kill you sometimes. And defensively, if you've got the speed to cut that sweep out, you can do it in a hurry. Just push him a little bit further, and he runs out of bounds. He got a yard. Second down and 9. Ball's on the near hash mark this time. Ball's at the 21.
Yeah, you got to get more than 1 or 2 yards at a clip.
Moss and Garcia are wide outs on the near side. Henley and Mayweather on the far side. Hand off to right the middle. This time that's to Phelps. Phelps got 5 or 10, 15 across the 35 out to the 39. Nice job by Ben Phelps right there. We got a big man down right there in the middle for West Hall. Hope he's all right. But Phelps found a little bit of a hole that time, Gary, and was able to get a quick burst of speed of about 8 or 9 yards and got it out to about the 39.
Yeah, Watkins Reyes rode him down. That was all Ben Phelps right there.
We got an official timeout for injury. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM. Or not, we'll bring it back here to the field right here at West Hall High School. And as they're checking him out there on the field, they're checking. It's a big lineman that's down there, Gary.
It is a Spartan. We know that. Yep. We just can't see his number. He's laying prone.
One of those big linemen, I'm afraid it. I don't want to call a number out and get anybody excited. We'll wait and see who it is before we say anything. But the trainer's out there looking. And Hall County's very blessed. We say it year in and year out to have these trainers from the Atlanta Rehab in North Georgia.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Rico, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security, smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
And Chad, you got an interception. They're down inside the 30th. The ball's on the 24 of West Hall. Braylon Pace was the interception for Chattahoochee. The Cougars shotgun snap back to the quarterback, and he loses control of it and falls on it right there. Does the quarterback number four, Slaughter, kind of lost his, dropped the ball, and Slaughter had to fall on it. And William Evans made the tackle for West Hall. Second down and long, second and about 12 now for the Spartans, or for Chattahoochee Cougars, excuse me. Chattahoochee's got two wideouts, one on either side, ball's on the far hash mark. Quarterback Slaughter with one running back. That's Garth. Going to hand off to Garth this time. Garth, no, he's going to swing it right across the top end and out of the hands of the intended receiver. A little quick pass. Good job by the defensive guy that time. Landon Hodges breaks it up back there in the backfield, defensive backfield. Good job by West Hall that time to break it up, that's for sure. 6:55, third down, 12 yards to go. Third down, as you hear Ryan Phillips call it out, PA man for West Hall. Four wideouts, two on the near side, ball's on the far hash mark. Slaughter with a Garth beside him. He throws it incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down, and the intended receiver was number nine that time. Yep. Aaron Banks, and it's incomplete. Leland Lott was in there and knocked it loose. And it'll be incomplete to bring up the defense. The fourth down and 12. And they're going to try and reach for a long field goal again. The ball is at the 27, and the ball will be spotted at the 34, so a 44-yard kick. And that one a few minutes ago, Gary, was 42. Yep, so this is 44 right here. The kicker, Kluchar, handling the holder. The kick is up. It's long. Is it going to reach? That one's going to be good, just over the upright, and it's good. 20-0. Chattahoochee, you're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Whether you're preparing for retirement, navigating a major life change, or simply wondering how today's market affects your financial future, contact the team at Schliemann Wealth at 678-780-3200. From our family to yours, enjoy the game. Go Trojans.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Just like fine artists.
Back here at West Hall High School, 20-0, some miscues. The interception, terrible field position has doomed the Spartans so far this evening. We're just in the first half with 6.5 minutes left remaining from the hot gates. Joe Daly along with Gary Glenn got some electric problems, so I am on the phone back to the studio with Nathan Laddie. Fearless leader Mike Wolford enjoying vacation, but listening in tonight with the family over at Hilton Head. Enjoy your time. Mike, hope you have some great weather. Stick your toes in the ocean for me, brother. Kluchar will kick off for Chattahoochee again. Back deep for West Hall again is Ethan Mayweather and Garcia. Long kick over towards the far side. It's going to bounce over Leland Lott's head into the end zone for the touchback. And West Hall will bring it out first and 10 at the 20. Gary? Right there, we've got a get it back in there, and he goes back out to the 20 again. They just need to protect the football this time.
Absolutely, and, you know, they've got a weapon in Coulter. He hit from 42 and 44. He's got plenty of legs. Last one was a little bit of a line drive, but it was dead center.
Hit it right down the middle, got it over the crossbar both times on those last two kicks. West Hall will bring it out there. Same group of guys. Raddick, Phelps in the backfield. Three wideouts, four wideouts. Two on the far side, and that's on the near, on the short side because it falls on the far hash mark. Two guys on this side. Raddick, the left-hander, looks. He's going deep. Looking for a man down here. Almost. Did he catch it? Oh, man. Incomplete. And that time, he got tipped by number 13 from Chattahoochee, which is Siri Morris, and almost caught by number 19, Garcia, for West Hall.
What's happened, Joe, is what exactly we talked about before the game ever started. Now West Hall is having to do something they don't want to do.
Yep, they got to play behind.
They're playing Chattahoochee's game, and you don't want that. But you're 20 points down, you got to do something.
Yep. You got to put it in there, that's for sure. You'd like to score here before halftime. Second down and 10. Same setup as before. They go short this time and get it over to that boy. He got nailed that time, number six for Chattahoochee. He came up and knocked him down. That's poor meaning.
Yeah, he just lit him up, didn't he?
He got about 3 yards and got nailed right there after he caught the ball, that's for sure.
That was made by beautiful Billy.
Be 6:05 in the quarter now until halftime.
I think I just figured out where that expression "lit him up" came from, Joe. You see stars.
Yeah.
That was a lick right there.
Now on a hit like that, you do. You're getting your head and your legs are going one way, and the rest of your body's going the other direction. Raddick back, claps his hand once, gets it back, gets to go back to his running back. Lott trying to get outside. Can't do it. Finally just pulled out on the far side about the 22, 23-yard line. Referee on the far side saying the ball was down. It popped out of the hand.
Chattahoochee is doing a really good job of stringing the play out.
Yep.
And they've got nowhere to turn it up because the whole defensive line is shifting with the running back.
Got about a yard. They're over on the far side. Got balls at the 20. Right north of the football pit, number 24, fourth down and six. Ball's got to get to the 30. They are putting it in. Elias is not going to rely on this. See if they get it done this time. Nice. Good snap. Got the punt off that time. It's a pop-up. Coming down over here. Such a good bounce. Oh, it takes a Chattahoochee bounce. Goes the other way. And they'll pick it up. West Hall will at the 42-yard line. Bad hop. The ball was going to hit right at the 50, Gary, and then it took a Chattahoochee bounce and retreated back to the 41. So only about a 12, 17-yard kick now
for
West Hall.
It went high in the air, and you were hoping that when it hit, it would tumble the other way.
Yep.
But, man, it took a shot. It went straight back against the punter. Like you said, only about a 17-yard punt. And now they're back in your territory at 241.
And the chains have not moved. They're just now moving them up.
They want to make sure that they got spotted right there.
Ball is spotted at the 41-yard line off West Hall, 444, remaining in the first half. 20-0 Chattahoochee. Chattahoochee. Back, you've got their running their quarterback back, and he gives it back to number eight. His running back, Leland Lott, comes out there and brings him down. The quarterback was Caden Davis. Slaughter pitched to him, and he might have got a yard, maybe a yard and a half that time.
I just noticed that not only is that big section boy that's been such an anchor in the defensive line, he's playing center.
Yep.
I mean, he's a key cog in that machine.
Second down, about 9 yards to go now for the Cougars. Cougars all in white. The Spartans navy and gray tonight with their silver helmets. Throw to the far side, complete out to about the 35. Dances around one guy and get knocked out of bounds after the first down, complete on the far side.
right after the first foul.
Might have been Felton over there that ran it out. Felton is a shutdown kind of linebacker on occasion. So
Bryce Henry got the completed pass, and Bryce Cheeks knocked him out of bounds. The first down now. Chattahoochee will have it. First down and 10, balls at the 30 of West Hall. Pick it late over here this time. Number 8, Davis. Davis trying to get around. He runs through and over one guy, down across the 25 to about the 23. Got 7 yards on the pickup. Second half. 335 in the fourth.
Yeah, you read my mind. You're getting a little late in the quarter now. You definitely don't want to give up another score before half.
Second half, 2 yards to go. Ball's at the 23-yard line. Three wideouts. Ball's on the near hash mark. Quarterback starter takes his hands off to Davis. A big running back. Davis gets the first down inside the 20, down to the 15. A big 7-yard run for a first down.
And Leland Lott, another tackle. He's going to be in double digits tackles before halftime.
He's very possible. Well, he's been making all the majority of the tackles so far.
He has.
For sure. Ball's first and 10. Ball's at the 15. First and 10 for Chattahoochee. You know, once that offensive line gets the mojo going, they kind of get real confident and everything. A handoff to number 33 running back this time. That's going to be Jackson. Jackson's run out of bounds on the far sideline around the 10-yard line. He picked up five.
Well, shoved him out of bounds from behind. I think they're going to put him in the 10. I thought he might have gotten inside the 10, but maybe back.
Carver Jackson for Saturday. She gets 5 yards on the carry. Second down and five.
Second down six.
You're going to say 4 yards on the carry. Ball's at the 11. Slaughter with Jackson in the backfield. Going to hand off to one of those box slot guys. That's number 9. Trying to find a hole. Does touchdown by number 9 that time for them. That's Aaron Banks. Came across the slot, came around the near side, snuck in there behind, tiptoed into the end zone for a Chattahoochee touchdown. They'll go for the one, I believe, right here. 26-0, 2:27 in the quarter. And Kluchar will stand in. The spotted ball will be at the snap from, it'll be spotted at the 10. Snap from the 2.5, 3-yard line. Kluchar with the holder, Tim Harlan. Kluchar, snap to Harlan. Is a good one. Hold up. They blocked that one. It's no good, and that'll be a blocked extra point. No good. I'll leave it at 26-0. Chattahoochee with 2:27. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Is it cool in here to you, David?
It ought to be. We've stocked up on all of our coolers. Coolers everywhere.
We've got coolers and drinkware for everyone and everything. Yeti, Stanley, Kanga, Corksicle, and Southern Jubilee.
And we all know the cooler is the most important ingredient at any tailgate.
Or at the lake, or on the road, or any outdoor activity.
Come find the best cooler and drinkware for you. Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Back here at West Hall, Leland Lott picked it up that time around the 4-yard line, got it back out to the 31-yard line. Nice little turn by Leland Lott there. Little spark play for Leland.
Well, I tell you, he's been the player of the game so far for the Spartans.
Yep.
Offense and defense and now special teams.
Hopefully he can keep that momentum up here. They're down 26-0. They're going to need a boost here for the last 2:18 of this half.
Yeah, need some points out of this.
They will get the ball to start the second half. It'd be nice to get some points like you just said.
Well, you get a score here, pick up at the touchdown. You come out and score on that opening drive, and you're kind of back in the ball game.
Yep. You take it right there. And you're right up the middle this time and might have got a yard out of it to the 24. Now, he may bounce out. Phelps still has it 40, 45, 50, 45, and knocked out of bounds at the Chattahoochee 40-yard line. Ben Phelps took it upon himself to run through some white jerseys that time, Gary, and got a little big run for the Spartans.
Chris Reyes gave him a little nudge out of bounds that kind of lowered his head. Phelps was flying a little bit because he was trying to pick up 4 yards, got off balance, but he still got a big first down for the Spartans.
27-yard first down run for Phelps, all the way out across midfield to the 41-yard line of Chattahoochee. Just what the doctor ordered if you're a Spartan fan right here. Let's see what will happen on this carry. That is back with Phelps, three wideouts, following the near half point. 205 in the quarter. That is. Little mix up in the backfield. Raddick has to take it himself, and Raddick got back to the line of scrimmage. Might have got a half a yard in that run.
Yeah, that was a miscue on the handoff right there. I thought for a minute they were going to fumble it.
That's what it kind of looked like.
Raddick pulled it down, saved that, but only got a yard.
Second and nine.
Lucky he didn't lose the ball. A yard, a pretty good deal out of that.
Amir Parker comes in, running back. Raddick comes over the sideline, gets the play, goes back out. That is quarterback in the shotgun.
You got about a minute and a half left in the first half.
Running back, as I said, is Parker to his left. High snap, pitch out to Parker. Parker trying to get around the corner. They've got him out to about the 40, maybe the 39-yard line is where they're going to say. Coach Chattahoochee, you want to hold him. Aaron Banks comes in and makes the tackle. About a yard pickup, maybe. Third down and eight.
Yeah, Banks 6 foot, 178 pounds, so he's got some pretty good size.
Third down and eight. Four. The Spartans. 118 remaining in the first half. Timeout on the field. We'll take a little 30-second break here. 30 seconds. High school football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Back here at West Hall High School, the Hot Gates. West Hall on the best drive of the night, third down and about eight. And a timeout call. Evidently got the wrong play in there. Had a timeout. They had to turn around and call their last one right there, Gary.
Well, you can't bank them for future reference, so you might as well use it.
Exactly.
And, I mean, you got a chance to get some points here toward the end of the half, which is crucial. Because, as we said, you get the first possession of the second half, you take that one down, put some points on the board. Now you're kind of back in it. I mean, 26-12, 26-14, whatever. A whole lot better than 26-9.
Exactly. So we got the timeout right here. And West Hall trying to get back in this thing. They've had some bad field position all night, Gary, and that's hurt them a lot. Starting, you know, at the four and the miscue, giving up the interception, starting at the 10 the next time. So, you know, the football guys have not been in their favor tonight.
Well, I almost pulled out my old line about they better holster that cold and quit shooting themselves in the foot, because some of these wounds have been self-inflicted, that's for sure.
Now they'll jump back out after the timeout. The PA is just now cut off. Now they are ready. Raddick puts a man in motion. He's going to hand it off this time to Phelps. Phelps trying to get something. Nothing going at all. Is that big defensive line led by Ray and Sexton just stacked it up in there, Gary. And they didn't get anything. And now Chattahoochee wants a timeout. We'll take it with them right there. 109. You're listening to high school football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Are you in the market for a new home? Of course, you want one that is worthy of your hard-earned dollars. Make it a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC. Every Right Choice home is guaranteed to be energy efficient and comfortable. And each one receives Jackson EMC's lowest energy rate. Right Choice homes, energy efficient, guaranteed.
To learn more about the Right Choice Home Program, watch our videos at jacksonemc.com/rightchoice.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Ricoh, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Elias back into punt for the Spartans. They'll kick it a good little punt that time, and the receiver will catch it right at the 10. He gets by one guy. That's number one for them. He's going to get across the 20, the 25, the 30, the 40. Down across midfield for a great return, about a 41-yard return, Gary, across midfield to the 49-yard line of West Hall.
And it was Phelps who saved the touchdown. So, Joe, what a huge play that was. Instead of you coming away with points, now you've given them a chance to put more points on the board, because we've already seen Coulter kick a 44-yard field goal. You don't need a couple of first downs. He's in range.
Exactly.
And you got almost a minute left to work with.
They got a 41-yard punt return by Maxwell Tucker, number one, a junior. Caught it at the 10, got it across midfield to the 49 of West Hall, 53 and a half seconds left. Quarterback Slaughter takes it, looks, going to throw it to the far side, complete. Down inside the 40, the 35 got run out of bounds. Is that Maxwell Tucker again? Yeah.
Aaron Banks.
No, Aaron Banks caught that one.
Just got pinned down on the sideline. Help forcing him out over there, but he was open.
Slaughter looks pretty good throwing the ball so far.
Yeah.
So Slaughter beat it back up. He got down inside the 40, down to the 36 and a half. First down and 10. He takes the snap, looking to pass. Got plenty of time. Throws it across over the near side. Man gathered it in. The 30 got knocked out. Good pursuit that time by number two. Number five, Bryce Henry, caught it. And then number two, Ethan Mayweather, made the tackle.
Yeah, Mayweather, 6 foot, 165 pounds. Defensive back wrapped around his leg. That was a good tackle.
Yeah, Mayweather did a nice shot coming across, running at the 30 of it. Passed out the far side and threw it before the man turned around and threw it kind of behind him to the intended receiver.
Yeah, because he felt Destin Garcia closed in. He was about to clean his clock. And I think he hit him anyway, but he hit him just as he released the ball. So no roughing the passing.
Garcia was open for a couple seconds in there, but as the quarterback was getting rushed, he had to throw it more quickly than he thought. 18 4 seconds, third down, 4 yards to go for the Cougars.
They do have one timeout left.
Slaughter up with four wideouts, three on the far side. Slaughter looking, got a man pressure, throws it over the top, got a man knocked away. Great defense that time. Is that our man leading a lot again?
That's 12. That's Landon Hodges.
Broken up by Landon Hodges.
Landon Hodges came across the field, came from one hash mark to the other, leaped up in the air and knocked it away. Great play by Hodges.
All right. It's a fourth down play now. We've seen him pick one from 42 and 44.
This one's going to be spotted around the 36, 37. So it'll be a 47-yarder.
Well, he's shaded a little bit to the right on the right hash mark here. So, and he's a right-footed kicker. So let's see what happens here. 47-yard attempt.
Blue Star with Harlan Holmes. Snap, Harlan high snap. Got the kick off. It's long enough. It is just to the right this time. No good. And that'll leave it at 26-0 with 4.9 seconds. We'll keep it right here and then take the break after halftime. We'll have a 2 or 3 minute break in there. Nathan will take care of you while we're in there. And then we'll see if we can get reconnected to our Comrex. Let it cool down here. And a little bit of a breeze. West Hall is taking their last time out now before halftime. They kind of gather themselves. It is 26-0.
I don't know. Just kneel on it here.
Well, know, you don't get possession right there at the 30. I think that's the wisest choice. He just affected me.
Exactly, in return for a touchdown.
That'd be the biggest thing that I would worry about. You got one man playing center field for Chattahoochee. Number 17, right, expected hands off. No, he keeps it himself. Tries to go inside. Only got maybe a quarter of a yard. That'll be halftime, right there, Jerry.
Well, if you're going to do that, why don't you just take a knee? Right?
That'll be halftime. 26-0, Chattahoochee, after half. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you want to build a strong financial future, there's no better time to start than now. At United Community, our financial products are designed to fit your life. Our bankers are here to help you maximize every dollar you save or invest today to set yourself up for future success. Build your future with the bank that's built for you. Visit a branch today and talk with one of our dedicated local bankers. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back here at Spartan Field, West Hall High School, halftime of the Chattahoochee Cougars-West Hall Spartans game, along with Jerry Glenn over the phone with us right now. I've had a little power issue, and everything's plugged up right, but it won't come back on, Gary. So if you want to recap the scoring drives here for Chattahoochee.
I can do that. It's been all Chattahoochee, all Cougars here in the first half. They came down the field, scored with 850, it was an 18-yard pass from Jay Slaughter to Aaron Banks. After a 47-yard drive, Dylan Coulter was good on the kick. 7-0, and then they had a long drive, West Hall did, and kept it away from Chattahoochee, but they couldn't score. Chattahoochee in the opening seconds of the second quarter, 11-16 on the clock, 42-yard field goal by Coulter, 10-0, and then also the Hoots scored at 9:20 on a blocked punt. We think it was Smith that blocked it, and Chris Beckton recovered in the end zone. Coulter good on the PAT, 17-0. Coulter also showed what kind of leg he had with a 44-yard field goal. That happened in the second quarter at 6:24 on the clock, 20-0 Chattahoochee at that point. And then in the closing moment to the half, 2:27 left, and Banks on an 11-yard run. Coach was good on the kick. Kick was blocked that time. One of the few things that went right for West Hall on that thing. Coach had the kick blocked. And then Coach came in, and Joey had plenty of a leg on that 47-yard. It just drifted a little bit to the right. And that's the way we scattered at halftime, 26-0 Chattahoochee.
We're waiting on the Chattahoochee fans to come out. West Hall is going to be out there, and they're in their purple tops, black shorts, because I don't blame them. I remember back when you and I were in high school, Gary, they didn't know full uniforms. They had to be hot to man.
That's a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they used to have those. I think they were, most of them were wool.
Oh, yeah.
Big hats and all that stuff.
You just extremely hot. They sweat as much as football players.
Absolutely.
We'll take a 2 minute break right here and let Nathan catch up on some scores at halftime. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you want to build a strong financial future, there's no better time to start than now. At United Community, our financial products are designed to fit your life. Our bankers are here to help you maximize every dollar you save or invest today to set yourself up for future success. Build your future with the bank that's built for you. Visit a branch today and talk with one of our dedicated local bankers. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Hi, I'm Alex Schleeman, quarterback for the North Hall Chargers. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Whether you're preparing for retirement, navigating a major life change, or simply wondering how today's market affects your financial future, contact the team at Schleeman Wealth at 678-780-3200. From our family to yours, enjoy the game. Go Trojans!
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA and SIPC.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Now, more of the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM.
Back here at West Hall High School as the Band of Silver, which is in purple and black tonight from West Hall, performing here at halftime from the Hot Gates at Spartan Field. Gary Glenn, along with Joe Gailey, Nathan Laddie, producing back at the Shop to Mount. And glad you're listening in. I'm sorry for the electrical issues. We'll hopefully have those fixed before next week and be able to shine as usual. So everything is good. The United Community Halftime Report. I'm going to go back to the studio real quick and see if Nathan's got some scores for us here at halftime. Nathan?
Yes, sir. I sure do, Joe. And, of course, in this game, it has been all Chattahoochee. 26-0 over West Hall. Right now, it is Cass 19-13 over Flowery Branch. So in that game so far, of course, that is in the second quarter. Not seeing anything yet from the halftime from these teams, but these should be late second quarter scores. Up at the burial grounds in Lumpkin County, it is Lumpkin County over Dawson County, 21-7. And as Joe mentioned earlier, and Mike mentioned in game plan, as you heard, that's a really big rivalry game. And especially, and very interesting that they're not playing that as a region game this year, since Lumpkin County is in a different region. Let's see some other scores we got around the area, some that are coming in here. If I can pull my screen up here. As Mike Wofford, our fearless leader, would say, this is live radio at its very best. Let's see. We have White County 28-7 over East Hall up in White County. And right now it looks like in the second quarter it is 10-7 East Forsyth over Cherokee Bluff. And, of course, Cherokee Bluff is over at East Forsyth, a really good East Forsyth team this year. And right now it looks like at the half, we do have a couple of halftime scores. It is Greater Atlanta Christian over North Hall, 21-7. That is a halftime score, according to what I'm seeing here. And I know that's a really kind of a powerhouse team there in Atlanta, or just north of Atlanta. So those are your halftime scores, and we'll go back to the Hot Gates at Spartan Field, Joe.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Nathan. Big score right there from not a rival game, but almost turned into one. GAC loaded. They had a lot of young players last year. They've got a lot of experience down there. Playing North Hall, who lost a lot of guys, still got some good key position, but they're down 14. And then White County all over East Hall up at White County so far. And the Bluff, as you heard Nathan say, down by a score over at East Forsyth. So they'll need to come back and see what they can do here in the second half as the band continues to perform. Like I said, sorry for the power outage tonight. It's been all really been Chattahoochee tonight. They got the opening kickoff. They were able to go down and score on a long pass, about a 17-yard pass there early in the game. Went up 7-0. Then on the opening kickoff to West Hall, instead of letting it bounce out of bounds at the four, the receiver took it and ran right out of bounds. He must have thought that it was going to be if it bounces out of bounds, they bring it the option to kick over or bring it out to the 30. Well, he must have thought that. That wouldn't be the case. You take it, you stepped out of bounds, the ball's at the four. So a miscue on the first possession. Now, they were able to run 8 minutes off of that there in the first half or in the first quarter and got it down across midfield before a miscue on the punt. They went to the punt, a low snap, bounced across. Elias could not get it off, and it was recovered on the fumble and returned up to about the 35-yard line of West Hall and led to the second score for Chattahoochee. And then we had a couple of long field goals by their kicker, Fluchar, who's hit it from 42 and 44 and had the length on a 47-yarder, just had it a little bit drifted to the right on him, and he would have been 29-0. It's 26-0 right now. The Cougars from Chattahoochee lead the Spartans of West Hall here at the half. You're listening to the United Community Halftime Report from 97.5 Glory FM. We'll be back right after this.
It's been a while, Crocodile.
What are you thinking about, David?
I'm trying to describe how long it's been since Steel has offered a sale on some of their finest equipment. Right now, we're able to offer discounts on selected gas and battery-powered Steel equipment.
That's amazing, and the timing is perfect.
Come by today and see our huge selection of Steel products, the number one selling brand of chainsaws and full line of power tools, including blowers, trimmers, and tools.
Autry's Ace Hardware on Thompson Ridge Road in Gainesville.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Innovation at Jackson EMC.
To me, innovation is taking technology and doing something new with it.
I'm working with a global company. We're helping them be able to reduce their carbon footprint through some of our programs.
Here at Jackson EMC, we embrace innovation, such as solar power, electric vehicle programs, energy-efficient Right Choice homes. Jackson EMC, innovation for today, innovation for tomorrow.
Now, back to the United Community Halftime Report.
Back here at West Hall High School, during the United Community Halftime Report, Joe Gailey along with Gary Glenn, Nathan Letty, our studio producer. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but I hope you're listening in tonight. We're at West Hall tonight, and next week will be, I believe it's over at Cherokee Bluff, maybe? Yeah, Cherokee Bluff next week, and for their first home game, they're on the road tonight, and we'll be over there next week. So we're here. Nathan, I'll talk to you a little bit off the air, and Gary's gone downstairs for a second. But West Hall is down 26-0. They've really got to get back in. They'll have the ball first. And they've had a couple of good drives, Nathan, but they really just had kind of petered out there as they got across midfield and either got into fourth down territory and couldn't convert or had to punt the ball and had a miscue there. So hopefully they can get on the right track here in the second half and get going. Excuse me. You'll have As I said, West Hall have the football first here in the second half. E.J. Raddich, your quarterback, Phelps, has been running, along with Leland Lott has been in the backfield a good bit. He leads the team for West Hall in tackles so far here in the game for West Hall. Around the area, as I mentioned earlier in the evening, you've got, and Nathan talked about him at halftime, Cass and Flair Branch. I think he said Cass was up on top of Flair Branch by six early on. Equal side on top of Cherokee Bluff by a few points right there. Chesapeake and Franklin County no score. Dawson on top of Lumpkin, or Lumpkin on top of Dawson in a non-region game up at the burial grounds. Wide on top of East Hall. Havisham's at Hart County tonight. Had to make a long track over there. Jefferson and Calhoun in a big game over there. The Dragons and Yellow Jackets. King's Academy is over here across the way at Johnson High. Late views down at Flint River Academy. And tomorrow night, Gainesville and Buford will be on tomorrow afternoon at 5 p.m. Thanks again to Trevor Petrett, the AD here at West Hall, and the principal, Miss Lear, for allowing us to be here this evening. We appreciate them letting us come up and set them upstairs here. And they've kind of got us on the opposite end from where we usually are, but we still hear Ryan Phillips and the loud PA system here at West Hall as usual. Beautiful night, Gary. It's turned
into a really nice night here. It's comfortable.
Yeah.
The moon's about halfway out. I'm hoping that was a flash of a photograph.
Yeah.
It's been lightning.
Me too. They used to call it heat lightning. That's not really a thing, but you understand that sometimes when it's hot like this and you see a flash of lightning that's far off in the distance, but over in the right, the sun is just starting to go down. It's always pretty when the peaks and the indigos and all, a little bit of dark blue off to the right, but it's almost full dark here.
Well, it's pretty, too. It's turned off to be a comfortable evening.
Yep.
No clouds in sight. There might be some back here to our west, but man, over here is a little
haze. Moon's got a little haze around it.
Yep.
And I think that's Venus off there shining bright.
Yeah.
But it's been a nice night, except for the sparks. Joe, they just can't get out of their own way.
Yep.
And we talked about that, didn't we, huh?
Yep.
At the beginning, and the pregame at the beginning of the game. So these are two teams both coming off 2-8 seasons, and they need something good to happen to them to get them a little bit of confidence.
Yep.
Because we all know how many sports are played right between the ears.
Mm-hmm.
If you start believing something, you know, it has a better chance of coming to pass, good or bad.
Yep.
You start believing, man, we got a shot at this. Let's start there. Let's do this, boys. Or if you start going, oh, here we go again, well, guess what? It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Now,
and that missed you on the first kickoff return for West Hall, you know, getting it.
Yeah.
And if you let it go and have the ball at the 25, 30-yard line, that can make a world difference.
Absolutely.
You started at the four. Now, granted, you took it on an eight-minute drive and took it across midfield, so you had something positive come out of it. So then the bad snap on the punt attempt.
Yep.
And that missed you.
And it's been kind of downhill ever since then. They've had a pick, and they've had some turnovers. They've had bad snaps, and they haven't really gotten in what we would call legit scoring position yet.
Wow! Just heard that score from Ryan Phillips, Calhoun on top of Jefferson, 21-0.
Wow! Calhoun.
That is. And
they're
ranked in the top five in their region.
Well, what's got to happen now is the Spartans have got to come out on this opening drive and show us something. Otherwise, you might get a running clock in the fourth quarter.
Very well said. The tensions are back out. Got issues back out, waiting on West Hall to return. You've got 2.5 minutes, but then you'll have your 3-minute warm-up time after that when they come back out, just reaffirmation for everybody.
Yeah, Ron Reagan, Bo Cooper, Tavares Hall, Holt, Mike Robinson, Derrick Collins, Steve McKay, Greg Barfield, and Robert Droth. They haven't had a lot of laundry drop on the field, Joe. Yeah, I mean, and that's a little bit surprising for an opening game of the season, because usually that's when you do a lot of miscues. West Hall hasn't had a lot of penalties. In fact, they took advantage of a penalty, made Chattahoochee jumps. But
yep.
Other than that, it's been a very, very clean ball game right now. West Hall has just got to regroup, buckle down, tighten the chin straps, and do something on this opening drive. They have yet to come out of the locker room, by the way.
Anybody's telling me what's going on, usually they have a coach, a trainer, manager, somebody. Hey, coach, this much time. We'll take our last 2-minute break right here. You're listening to the Halftime Report for United Community Halftime Show, live from West Hall, Spartan Field, with 1:17 remaining until the 3-minute overtime, 3-minute period. Gary Glenn, Joe Gailey, Nathan Laddy back at the office. You listen to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
If you want to build a strong financial future, there's no better time to start than now. At United Community, our financial products are designed to fit your life. Our bankers are here to help you maximize every dollar you save or invest today to set yourself up for future success. Build your future with the bank that's built for you. Visit a branch today and talk with one of our dedicated local bankers. Learn more at ucbi.com. Member FDIC.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Rico, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
This has been the United Community Halftime Report on 97.5 Glory FM. The second half kickoff is coming up next.
We are back here at the Hot Gate, Spartan Field at West Hall High School. We got about a minute and a half before we get ready to kick off that 3-minute acclimation period as the teams are back out of the locker rooms, jogging up and down the field, loosening up the bones they've been sitting in, standing around for 15, 20 minutes, and now they're getting back out and getting loosened up. You know, West Hall, as Gary, you said, they've got to come back out here in this half and really get going and have some energy, if nothing else, in this second half.
Well, they do, as we said many times, do get the ball to start the second half. He is now. You've just got to do something with it.
Right. Well, it, you know, you wonder, okay, how, what different offensive plays can you run that might outsmart, if you will, Chattahoochee?
Well, they've been really vanilla.
Yeah.
Well, they attempt what? Two passes, maybe the whole first half?
Maybe three, yeah.
You've got to do something, because right now, Chattahoochee, they're doing a run-stop defense, and it's working just fine.
Yep.
Until you can loosen that up, and now you're 26 points down, and your game is not throwing it downfield.
Right.
So you really got to control the ball, keep it away from them. When you get it, make something happen, and try when they get it to get them to turn it over, or at least get a three and out or two.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like I said, we might be looking at a running clock in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that'd be the unfortunate thing for West Hall on the home opener to go to a running clock, and they don't want that. No coach Lives would rather, you know, get back in this thing. If they're going to not just play offense, it's force the points, but they're going to play pretty good defense and hold Chattahoochee to where they are.
Well, you're absolutely right. You really can't really be giving up any more points the rest of the night. Now, see, that's a tall order because you haven't stopped them yet. And when they get across midfield, then you got a kid that he just barely missed that 47-yard field goal. If he'd been about 2 feet to the left, that's another good one. He squeezed one in the left upright at the start of the game, and then he just missed that one just beyond the right upright in the half. Whoa, and now the lights are all gone.
Now, our lights are out here. We've got power. But the Oh, there they come back on. I don't know what that was all about. They turned them off, and now they are flashing around.
That strikes me as intentional.
Yeah, I think that, Gary, that might have been a little intentional out there. Maybe
they're trying to get them jacked up.
Get them fired up or something. Yeah. Got the lights kind of flashing across through there.
Yeah.
Getting everybody excited and pumped up here in the second half.
Well, at least it's off those lights. It takes them 30 minutes to come back on.
Thank goodness. That was the old days.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, those lights would go out and you'd have a power failure. Thunderstorm come rolling through, and even if you didn't have to come to the lightning, the lights would go out and it'd take 15, 20 minutes for them to warm up.
20 minutes for them to cool off, and you hope they came back on. Let's take a quick 10-second break right here for Station ID.
97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.
Kickoff that time by Pusher goes down to Phelps. Phelps inside the 10, brings it back across the 20, out to about the 29-yard line on the far side. So a good little return, about a 19-yard return for Westfall right there.
Yeah, and what is this? Is this the best field position of the night start?
Yes, it would. Who would they? So they started the 20 the last time. They started the 29. So this would be the best starting field position.
It's the 4 and the 10 and stuff like that. Yep. And now, but you've got to do something with it, guys. You've got to do something with it.
Yeah, right now the first and 10, ball the 29. Coach Lyon, offensive staff, got them huddled up over here on the side at the 40-yard line. Just underway here in the second half at West Hall. Chattahoochee with a big lead. 4 scores. And not 7 years ago, just 4 scores. 26-0. Quarterback is ready. Phelps behind it. Going to hand off to Phelps. Phelps is going to take it up the middle and get maybe 2 out of it. Across the 30 to maybe the 31. Well, like Gary said a moment ago, very vanilla so far. They haven't been doing they tried to do some pitch outs. They were, Chattahoochee did a good job of stringing them out defensively where they weren't really getting much on those long sprint out.
Well, right now, Phelps and Leland Watt have been the story of the game for the Spartans.
Yeah.
Nobody else really has stood out.
And Radich is going to get his steps in because after every play, he's coming to the sideline and getting the play and going back out. So he's got to be in really good shape just to do that. 3-4 wideouts for the Spartans. Throwing to the near side. Complete inside tunnel pass over here. Gets it across the 30 out to about the 34. I believe that was out to number 29. Yeah, that was Bryson Moss.
It's complete to the outside to Bryson Moss.
Might have been Samir Vaughn.
Yeah. Moss caught that one, got about 5 yards on it. He's third down and 6 now for the Spartans with 10 minutes and 40 seconds left here in the quarter.
It might have been Corbini again on the top. Boy, he's been on the roster. Yes, he has.
3rd down, about 4 yards to go. Probably 5, kind of in between, probably 4.5. Give the benefit of the doubt. Quarterback Radich takes it. To try to keep it himself this time, and they closed that gap in a hurry, Gary. He might have got back to the 35. Two guys closed in a hurry on
The quarterback.
They got to hold the block, Joe.
Yeah.
The offensive line for the Spartans, they got to stay on the block.
Will Burwell, number 11, was the first man to hit him right there. That'll be 4th down now.
Yeah, he's
about 4.
Burrell looked at 61-60. He's a drink of water, isn't he, huh?
Yeah.
Elias.
Elias back in to kick again. They're loading up that line. They might look like they're trying to come out of it again.
Dropped it again.
Dropped it, but he got the punt off. It bounces once, bounces again. Chuck back there trying to get a good roll for the Spartans this time. Inside the 25, down to the 23 before down right there. Rolled away.
42-yard punt, no return. And the Chattahoochee guy was thinking about it, Joe. Yep. He's like,
if he'd have picked it up kind of the way he was running right there, it would have been awful tough for him to get turned around before he got stuck on the play. So good decision on his part, but a good punt that time and a good roll for the Spartans inside the 25 to the 23-yard line, first and 10, Chattahoochee.
It is. Did a good yeoman's job of picking that thing up off the ground and even getting the punt off. Yeah, we got a Chattahoochee guy.
Yeah, Chattahoochee player down this time. And their trainer's out talking to him, and he's still laying down. We'll take a quick 30-second break, Nathan. You listen to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Back there at West Hall, Paul Beeney was the guy that went down. It looked like he had a cramp, Gary.
Yeah, they were stretching his leg out. He did a little bit of a hobble walk to the sidelines. I don't think it's anything serious. I saw him laying on the ground, Joe, doing that seizure thing where you're trying to stretch your hips and your legs yep. out. Then the trainer came out and grabbed the leg and picked it up.
Like pushing that toe down.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, this time of year, as hot as it's been, you think they'd be acclimated, but still. You're going out there full at it right now. You get more water breaks during practice than you do in games.
Yeah, hydration breaks and stuff like that.
Chattanooga has it first down and 10 at their own 23. They got it on the far hash mark. You got four wide outs, three on the near side. You've got one, two, three. Now we've got a huddle of officials right here at the 27-yard line about something. And I have no idea what that's about. We'll find out here momentarily, I'm guessing. With the white hat and the other 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys are out there discussing.
Well, I just saw Louis Williams over here at the 30 for West Hall. He was doing the side to side, bring my legs up and stretch a bit. He didn't want to cramp up. Well, now, I don't know what the official huddle is about.
Now, I mean, they got everything right as far as where the ball's spotted. Time-wise, is everything fine, so I'm not sure what they're looking at right here. But all six of the officials on the field are right there at almost at the near hash mark at the 28-yard line. So I don't know what they're discussing. I never saw a flag, did you?
No.
Yeah.
They're going to come talk to the coaches now on both sides.
The headlines are going to talk to their coach and look like definitely going to talk to Coach Lyon on this side. I have no idea what that's all about.
Just speculating here. Maybe they saw something amongst the team they didn't like. Maybe somebody was getting a little chippy and they were.
We got a holding on Chattahoochee on the play. That's what happened. We never saw a flag here, so
nope.
Now they're going to let them punt it again.
They
were trying to decide where the ball was going to be placed at again.
Okay.
So we had to get all those items together.
Well, okay. Now, okay, let's see how this plays out.
Yep. Got a holding on Chattahoochee on the play. So West Hall can take it and kick it again, move it up. Will that give them a first down? That gave them a first down. If you remember, it was fourth and about five.
Mm-hmm.
So that gave them a first down, possibly. The one's over there, but that might be wrong. It might be. I think it's going to still be fourth and short yardage. And they're going to kick it again, maybe. Nope, the offense is out there. So, wow, they're. We're going to have to get one of those headsets so we can listen to what they're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Because now they went back and then they walked forward again.
Yeah.
They finally got the ball. It may be an offsetting penalty, maybe?
Well, now it's first and five instead of first and ten. It's a first and five from there. So, nope, it's going to be first down. They're moving it on up to the 45, and it's going to be a first and ten for West Hall from their own 45, folks. That's what we are.
Okay.
Finally got it right. After the holding penalty.
I was trying to remember who had the ball.
It was a 10-yard penalty on the holding. We had moved it up to 45.
Okay.
There we are. West Hall first down with 9:25. We got it figured out. The handoff to Phelps. Phelps trying to go around the far side. Gets three or four. And going to keep pushing. Gets about five, maybe seven out of it. They're marking it there at the 48.
Boy, there were about six white shirts on him. Phelps, as I said, big, strong kid. He just kept his legs moving and kept the chains moving.
A little bit better of a push on the offensive line that time. Second down three. Ball's at the 47 of Chattahoochee. And off the Phelps again. Goes the same way. Got the first down and a few more across the 40 down to the 39.
Hey, move the down mark and Hayes move the chain.
Yeah, so Phelps has got 16 yards on two carries right there. Good job for the senior. Ben Phelps. He's going to have over 100 yards in this first game, I think.
That's a pretty good guess.
Yep.
Reyes. Credited with the tackle at 5'9", 165 pounds. A little bit of a mismatch there, but he had some help at the end.
First down, and off to Phelps again, trying to go to the far side. Nothing doing on that one. It's two or three white jerseys. Number 18 was one of those. Looks like came up and helped make the tackle that time.
Again, at right guard.
Up in 19, Beckton knows 18.
Miles Booker. Well, that's a little bit better matchup with Chattahoochee. Booker is listed at 6'3", 205.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, a little bit better than 165.
Miles Booker made the stop on that one. 7:53 in the quarter. Westall's had the ball the entire time, even after that confusion. So, they've had it for almost 5 minutes here in this quarter.
Second and 10, 39.
One guy blitzing. They're going to throw it over the middle. Got it complete over the far side. Number two caught it over there. Nice job, Ethan Mayweather. Caught it and got the first down across the 30. Down it looks like around the 28. Yeah, good job. And we got another guy from Chattahoochee down on the ground. That may be Booker down on the ground. He's down holding that left leg. Hopefully it's just a cramp.
Runs it bound at the 27. Official timeout on the field for injury.
The official timeout on the field. We'll take a 30-second break right here. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5. Glory FM.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Back here at West Hall High School.
They're helping him off the field. That was, I think it was Beckton on the far side that made the last stop. He was the guy earlier, you remember, credited with scoring the touchdown on the fumble.
That's right.
That they recovered in the end zone. So where has this offense been? They should have been doing this in the first half.
The offensive line has come alive a little bit more here in the second half, which is a blessing for Coach Lyon and the Spartans right here.
And it's what we talked about. In order for them to be successful this year, they said they're not going to really throw it downfield a lot, but these short passes are moving the ball.
Yeah, they are. And they're getting guys open in space, and that makes a lot of difference. First down for 27 off Chattahoochee. Three wideouts. Just going to hand it off to Phelps again, I believe. Phelps gets about two, up to about the
26.
There he is. He's a workhorse, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, some backs like that, you know, the board. The longer you run them, the better they seem to get in the game. They're wearing down the defense.
Blockham has to come off the field. He lost his helmet in the play, so he has to come out for a play. Number 72, William Evans, will come in for him.
That carry was only good for 2 yards, so it's second and eight at the 26.
Maddich has it. Maddich comes back in with the play. Second down, 8 yards to go. Ball's on the 26-yard line off Chattahoochee. 6:41 in the quarter. Four wideouts, three on the near side. Pass looking to this side. Complete over here to the receiver, number 18. He's across. They're trying to push him out of bounds at the 25-yard line. And the pass was complete that time. Number 18, Mr. Cheeks, Jermaine Cheeks. Caught that one.
Beanie and Langston Garth shove him out of bounds. Poor Beanie, we called his name a lot.
Yep.
Plays that outside linebacker. Garth listed as a strong safety, 5'11", 180, but you know, he kept his feet moving, but he got gang tackled in, but nobody had him low. But they just kept pushing out of bounds at the 23.
Got about 3 yards, maybe four. They third down and five. Ball's down to 24-yard line. One man in motion. goes behind the quarterback, hands off to Phelps. Phelps bustles across there, gets down inside the 20, about the 19. Deepest penetration of the night for West Hall.
Yeah, they got to get to the 18, Joe, just inside the 18 to get the first down.
Definitely in the four-down territory.
Absolutely. This is just the third down here, so they got two tracks.
Fourth down,
almost exactly a yard.
Radish looks with 15, down to 13, 12, claps the hands once, down to 10. Oh, they move. It's going to be illegal procedure, I believe, on West Hall. Yep. Coach called it.
Trying to draw them off like they did earlier in the game. The beneficiaries of
that. I think that tight end on the far side moved a little bit too much, and boom, that marked back to 5 yards.
Earlier they were the beneficiaries of that, but now it's victimized by it.
One of just a few penalties, and how we have a lot.
No. Surprisingly, as I said earlier,
we barely played the first game. Mattis comes back out. It's fourth down now, about 6 yards to go now.
It's still, you got to go. I mean,
you got to go for it. Ball's at the 24-yard line, got to get to the 18.
They've had the ball for the entire period.
Oh, yeah. Now it's coming up on seven and a half minutes now. Picked out this time. Phelps looking to pass. He throws it deep. He's got a man wide open. Touchdown!
Lee Flicker.
How about that? Now, Ethan Mayweather was the recipient. They caught him asleep. He was wide open at the 3. Caught it. Little halfback pass from Phelps down to Mayweather for the touchdown.
Went 24 yards.
How about that? Just what the doctor ordered. They needed to score, and they used a lot of time. That's probably the only negative part. Elias to attempt the extra point right here for West Hall. As the hole, the snap is up, and it is blocked. Right there. So it's no good. It was a low line drive right into the line. 26-6. Chattanooga still believe West Hall comes to life. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Hi, I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the North Hall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Whether you're preparing for retirement, navigating a major life change, or simply wondering how today's market affects your financial future, contact the team at Schliemann Wealth at 678-780-3200. From our family to yours, enjoy the game. Go Trojans!
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
Back here at West Hall, Elias kicks it off, gets down to the 20, picked up by Chattahoochee. Now he's running back inside the 40, the 50. He's across midfield to the 40, dodges and ducks, gets around another guy, does a spin twice and knocked down at the 30-yard line. That was number 9 for Chattahoochee, I do believe. Aaron Banks, I think it was. He got it down there and ran it all the way, caught it at this 20. Made it back to the 30, so 30, 50 yards on the return.
You hit him by Hodges. Kept just shedding tacklers. Yep. So Hodges finally broke him down.
Quickness, he was bobbing boots, and then he'd do a spin, and he's got to dodge this way and dodge the other. It's just elusive tackle right there, for sure. Yep. Big return after that nice, well, 8-minute drive by West Hall, and they go down and score, trying to get points on the board. Did a nice job on offense, controlling the ball. He gave it right back to Chad. It's in really good territory here. They'll come out. Slaughter will be the quarterback. One running back. I believe that's going to be, is that going to be Tucker back there with him now, or is that still Slaughter? Slaughter going to take it himself. He dodges and ducks inside the 20 and knocked down, finally tripped up around the 20-yard line and maybe the 19.
That was a good time to play, though.
Yeah.
Make the handoff and bit on the fake. And he did a good job. He got tripped and he stumbled forward for 4 more yards.
He sold it and went behind Powell and bicycled on that far side. Was able to get 10 yards on it and got the first down. Went out two guys, one on either side now. Is that Uchi? Two running backs this time for the Cougars. Number one, Tucker and Garth. Quarterback is Slaughter. So one guy out in kind of a slot position. I'm going to throw it in the backfield. And number three this time, Reyes. Reyes, not just one guy inside the 15. Tackles. Nope, that takes four guys for West Hall to run him out at about the six. Wow.
Reyes on the carry.
Kept his foot there, Gary, and made up to about the, what they must say, is out around the nine.
Dropped up by Leland Lott and a host of Spartans and pushed out of bounds.
Lott and Levi Higgs.
Several blue jerseys knocked him out of bounds.
First and goal now.
First and goal, 40
meters. First and goal, right inside the 10, nose of the football on the 9. Snap, going to pitch it out to 7. That's Garth. Garth runs over 2 guys and knocks it down to about the 5. So second and goal with the 5 now, 4.
Off the carry.
So that 50-yard punt return or kickoff return. Is paying dividends out here for Chattahoochee.
That's all he's going to do.
251.
Second and goal.
Left in the quarter. 245. Now is the clock running. Second down, goal. Slaughter tells one of his tight ends, the slot guys, what they're running. Garth to his left. Slaughter rolls out to the near side, throws it to the far side, just out of the reach of his receiver. I believe it was Chris Reyes that time.
It's the flat falls incomplete.
Just a little bit in front of him. Otherwise, that's another 6. Mm-hmm. Had his man beat.
Right there on the goal line, right outside around the 1.
Right, the you're at the 5.
Third down at the 5
third
now.
Down. Let's go.
Falls on the near hash mark for the Cougars. One wide out on the far side. A tight end. One guy, two guys in the backfield to split behind him. He'll hand it off to one guy, walks right in the end zone.
That
is Langston Garth for the touchdown.
Huge hole, Joe. I think you and me could run it out.
Yeah, I believe we could have. Maybe not as quickly, but I believe we could have got it.
Definitely not as quickly.
So that adds it up 32 now to 6. Chattahoochee with the lead. They'll try for the extra point to make it 33 to put them up by 27. Here with 2:17 remaining in the third quarter. They are getting everything set and throwing the ball, getting everything, the ball boys throwing it back over. Now, Klushar will back up as Hanlon will be the holder. Hanlon tells him he's ready. Klushar does. The snap, the hold, the kick is up, and it is easily good, 33-6 with 2:17 remaining in the third. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
We are the company we keep.
That's true, Stacy. That's why we carry a full line of Traeger grills and accessories. Traeger is the number one selling wood-fired grill in the world.
I love how you can use the different pellets to create the endless flavor combinations.
Traeger wood pellets are made in the USA from hardwood, given the perfect burn.
The best grills and the best pellets, a grill master's dream.
Come check out our selection of Traeger grills.
And flavor pellets.
Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Back here at West Hall High School, kickoff is long and deep. Going to come down to Phelps at the 5, 10, 15, trying to find a hole, the 20, the 25, 30, still pushing out to about the 35, maybe the 36, Ben Phelps with a nice little return, about a 25-yarder that time, maybe a 30-yarder from the 5 out to about the 35-yard line.
He just ran over a couple of people. I mean, just trucked them. Well, 4-yard touchdown run by Langston Garth. Coach on the kick, 33-6.
set up by a 50-yard kickoff return by Bryce Henry, it turns out. We'll give him credit because he's been a good offensive weapon for the Cougars tonight.
They got a lot of quickness on this cat, is the thing. You know, I know they're in a really tough region, so we'll see how it pans out for them this year. But, man, they look pretty good tonight. Next call will come out with their second possession of this quarter. They had it for almost 8 minutes to start with and a really quick drive.
They have a ball control offense, so they just bogged down at the end, although that time they did come away with six.
Three guys out spread to this side, one guy in motion. And hand off to Phelps up the middle again. Phelps going to get drugged down right there for about a 3-yard gain. That's about the 39-yard line.
All the carry up the center.
I tell you what, if I was Phelps, I know what I'm going to sleep good tonight.
Oh, yeah. He might have to take him an ice bath when he gets home to feel good, but he's going to be a tired young man because he's been playing both ways. He's been playing a lot of defense, too. Mm-hmm.
4-2. Game against guys in other uniforms, it makes a difference.
Yeah. Well, again, the Spartans can move the ball. They can control it, but they've only been able to capitalize on that one time tonight.
Second down, six. Two wideouts, one guy in motion. Comes back. Going to come to this way. Going to pitch. He got caught in the backfield. Oh. Read it perfectly that time. The defender did, as the quarterback out there was going to come out to this side.
He wanted to pitch it.
Yeah, read it. And that was number
on the quarterback.
Quarterback sack. He is. Sealed him off right there and didn't let Raddick do anything.
Paul Brenny again?
Yep.
He wrapped him up high and just threw him to the ground.
Third down 11 now. Ball's on the 39-yard line.
Well, that hurt. I mean, you're manageable stuff. Now you're second and 4 or 5, and now you're third and 11. Now you got to throw it. And everybody knows it.
Takes the snap, looks, gonna throw it, got a man open. In and out of his hands. He was there for a second. His helmet got knocked off. And now we've got everything stopped and the trainer immediately out there with him. He got hit up high. I don't know if the helmet came off via the hit or whatever, but we've got a timeout on the field with 26 seconds. Not sure we're gonna have a timeout. Nathan, we'll go ahead and take a 30-second timeout right here and then come back. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
Back here at West Hall, Levi Hedge. He's the one that got hit right there, but he's up walking out over his own power. Good to see that happening right there for the incomplete pass. He was just right off his fingertips right there, Gary, for the incomplete pass. And that'll bring up a fourth down, I believe. Yeah, fourth down situation for West Hall. Third down and a fourth down now and 12, it should be.
Yeah, they haven't flipped the down mark yet.
Fourth down 11, West Hall over here talking about it. I'm sure it's a punting situation. You're down 27. I think if you're down, was it 30 going into the last quarter?
I think that's right.
Fourth down. They got the offense on the field there, Gary. No doubt Elias goes out there.
Yeah.
Elias on there. He's back to punt. You got their deep man, Tucker, back deep. You get the punt off. Tucker's back. He'll hit the ground around the 35 and just check up right there. It gets down to the 32, maybe, and it stops right there. That's where that issue will take over 17 for 6 seconds.
34-yard punt, no return.
After that snafu earlier, been a little bit better about getting them off. He had a 42-yarder, a 32-yarder right there. So a little bit better. They got to work on that snap and being able to convert on them. Ball's at the 32-yard line for Chattahoochee. 17.6 seconds left here in the third quarter. Let's see what they bring it out here. You got Slaughter coming back out. Running back's going to be Carver Jackson. And they've got three wide outs. Guy in a slot on the far side. Ball's in the middle of the field at the 32. Snap. Slaughter goes to this side. Looking long. Going to a man deep. Incomplete. Now we're going down the near sideline to Pace. And just threw it a little inside the receiver right there. Incomplete.
You know, the thought just occurred to me, Joe, they might be shooting for that running clock.
Yeah.
So if they score and get the extra point, that's the difference.
Yep, exactly. So they're trying to do that right there to put it up to over 30. Didn't do it. See what they do right here is bring Slaughter, two running backs, three wideouts, two on the near side, both outside the hash mark over here at the 32. 8.6 seconds. Slaughter takes it. Looking. Going a lob pass over the top. Complete to number one. Oh, he falls down right there at the 40 with 1 second left. Let's see what they do here.
I think they're going to let the clock run. Yeah, Joe, yeah, if they'd have got within field goal range, they could have got that 34 mark.
Yep, there's the end of the third quarter. 33-6. Is your score, Chad Hitch in the lead. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Your new home should be a perfect fit for your family. A place where children take their first steps or the family gathers in the kitchen. A home designed for comfort and savings. It should be a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC. Right Choice homes are built for energy efficiency, sustainability, and comfort. Plus, the program is brought to you by Jackson EMC, a company you trust. Learn why a Right Choice home is right for you. Visit jacksonemc.com.
This is Matt Nix, president of Duplicating Products. Our local business has served Northeast Georgia with trusted office equipment and local service support for over 50 years. We're proud to support high school football and proud to help businesses stay up and running with fast personal service. As the region's largest independent Canon, Rico, and HP dealer, we offer the industry's best equipment backed by real local people. When your copier or printer goes down, we're there fast. Visit duplicatingproducts.com. We're local and ready to serve you.
Back here at West Ball, I can hardly hear the station on my phone here. Back here at West Ball, 33-6. Chattahoochee leads starting the fourth quarter. They'll have the football. Ball is on the 41-yard line. They're going from right to left here in the fourth and final quarter from West Ball. Chattahoochee in the lead. Trying to score again right here. It is first down and 10. Chattahoochee takes it. Fake the handoff, throw right over the top. It's going to be complete. Oh, wow, no, he dropped it.
Oh,
in and out of his hands.
Yep.
Chris Reyes, he laid out there to touch it. And when he hit the ground, it knocked it loose.
Yeah, when he hit the ground, he never caught it in. He never had control of the football. But that was a great effort by Reyes. He almost pulled that in.
Second down and 10 now. They've gone deep several times and been close several times. Hit one while they go. Long pass. Second down. 10 yards to go. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. Slaughter back. Looking to pass. Got a man on the outlet. Swing pass on this side. Great job on defense right
well
there by West Hall.
Well read by the defensive back.
Number 34, West Hall, came up and made the tackle.
That's going to be Mary Lewis.
Mary Lewis.
Senior.
Nice job reading it out. We're all the way there. He come up there and made the tackle.
Absolutely.
A big loss right there. Second down at 10, and now it's about third down and about 18. Slaughter, long, rolling the far side, throws a long pass, incomplete, threw it behind his receiver. First really bad read by Slaughter all night. It looked like his receiver was on the go route, and he threw it behind him on the sideline right at the 25.
Is this their first punt of the night, if they punt?
If they punt, it'll be their first punt of the night, yes. And there, see what they're going to do right here. You're going to have fourth down, about 18 to go. Their punter is the same guy. Kluchar is a place kicker. See what they do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They only got 10 out there that I'm counting. Now, they're going to have to take a timeout because they only had 10 on the field that I counted.
Yeah.
This being the first punt, they didn't know what they were. I mean,
that's right. They've been out there tonight, so they didn't know what to do.
Yeah. When you say punt team, so, oh, I'm supposed to be out there first time tonight. Yeah. We'll keep it right here.
They'll find somebody and chew on them.
Now, hey, Daly, you're supposed to be out there. What are you doing? Sorry, coach. I ain't been out there all night. West Hall will get the ball back with 11:06. You know, Coach Lyon, yeah, they want to score quick, but you know he'd like to see him have another good controlled drive down and get another score here in this quarter.
Well, now you're playing for pride.
Right.
It's a little bit optimistic to say you can come back and score 28 points and take a lead, but maybe you knock out another couple of scores, isn't it? And now you got to work on things that are going to help you on down when you hit your region schedule.
So next week and on down the road is very fast. So they're in a punting formation. They do have their required 11 now. Kluchar back, standing at the 38. We'll take it from the 40.
Wow.
Wide, big high kick. And that's going to be number two. He dropped it right there, but it's going to be down right there at the 4-yard line as number two. Ethan Mayweather corralled it. They're going to say he was down because he called a fair catch right there. We're going to say it's down. He called a fair catch even though it dropped right there. And he recovered it. So that's the way the state where it is.
Well, so it goes in that pushes at what, 35-yard punt?
Yeah, exactly. So the West Hall had it. First ten at their own 7. They've been in almost that same shape with the first set of downs tonight, Gary, when it started from the 4.
Yeah. This has not been unfamiliar territory to the Spartans tonight. Backed up deep in their own, toward their own end zone.
Bo King in on the offensive line as sophomore, number 77 for West Hall. Raddick hands off the Bo, or Phelps across the 15 out to the 20. Gets the first down.
Gary, up to the
20. He surely has well over 100 yards now, I would think.
By Henry Smith, in on the stop, 6 foot, 175 pound sophomore. Maybe one or two others.
First down at the 20. West Hall. Madison came over the sideline and goes back out. You know, I just looked down, just noticed that there's nearly as many cheerleaders on the football team.
Yeah. I got a bunch of them.
One man in motion goes behind the quarterback, stands off the field. Phelps runs far side, got spun around, but he picked up 2 yards to the 22. Nice run, but the guy grabbed his waist and spun him around 360, but he gets 2 yards on the carry. Motion. That's Mayweather. The roll to the far side wants to pitch it. He can't. They're going to hit him high and low and knock him down to 20. Two guys there for Chattahoochee. One guy got him lower and he couldn't get out of that. The other guy came in and off to the top.
One of them was Smith again.
Late down here, not sure if it's going to 13 or 12 see what they're going to have.
I got respect that they grabbed it first, but Smith was there.
Got number 13, Bill, which is 3, Morris, and our number 12, Hydra, were kind of tangled up, and we got a flag over here around the 15-yard line, Robin, so let's see what we're going to have. Dead ball, personal foul on Chattahoochee is what they're going to call. So that'll cost them a first down after the penalty. Yeah, they're going to say it was on 13. Chattahoochee coaches spoke prior to tonight over here, disagree with it. Which, hang on. Oh, no, wait a minute. Now they're marking up against West Hall? No. Hang on. Nope. It's going to be against West Hall. Here they're going to mark it again. Personal foul against West Hall is what it is. Wow, okay. First down for the referees, too, I guess. Now 15 yards back inside the 10. Now half the distance, I guess, is what they're going to say. Put it out at the 9. Yeah, half the distance to go wide after personal foul by West Hall. 8:38. Fourth down and 20.
Almost 21.
For the Spartans. Now we got a man coming in late. So then that's going to be 13, Tyler Brady, senior. Tyler was back in there. We got a timeout call by West Hall. Tyler was in there, I guess, the
ball. Right now, let's go.
Timeout call by West Hall. We'll take you with him right there. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
Siphon Logistics' commitment is to provide you, the customer, with on-time pickup and delivery every time. Members of the Siphon family have been in the transportation business since 1984. The Siphon Logistics transportation professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing maximum flexibility and options to produce the most successful shipping arrangements. Call Siphon Logistics at 770-287-8485 and take a look at their website at siphonlogistics.com.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Dale. Wanted to welcome you to Friday Night Football in North Georgia. The game is on tonight. I wanted you to know I'm in the game with an HVAC business called Optimum Mechanical. We specialize in residential and commercial HVAC. Service, replacement, new construction. Let us help you on your next project. Optimum Mechanical, 678-780-7251.
Paul, Tyler Brady in to kick it this time. He hit a pop-up, but it took a little west of a West Hall bounce out to the 38-yard line. And kicked it from the 9, so about a 28-yard punt right there for Tyler Brady.
Well, it's on the spot.
Brady, a senior, comes in to punt for Elias right there. It'll be first down for Chattahoochee. Another good spot, starting spot at the 38-yard line of West Hall.
Yeah, 29-yard punt. 38.
First and 10 for Chattahoochee. Ball is on the 38 of West Hall with 8:15 remaining in the game. Score is 33-6, Chattahoochee. They've taken advantage of a lot of miscues from West Hall tonight, unfortunately, for the Spartans. Hand off to number 33, Jackson. Jackson goes one way, turns back the other, got hit high, rolled off of that blocker, and came back up and got inside the 25 down to the 23.
On the edge, he grabs him, holds him up for the rest of the Spartans.
About a 15-yard pickup.
Yeah, he was bouncing off people, too. They're not wrapping him up yet. It's like they're just sliding down their body.
Go in and hit them, but they're not wrapping up. Like you said, you got to wrap them. You got to go on around them.
Yeah, you got to grab something. Yeah, grab a jersey, grab a pants. Yeah, well, bridge or something.
Timeout call by West Hall right there. Down the personnel on the field. We'll take another 1 minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM.
EMC Security.
Hey, it's Coach Mark Richt here. Everyone knows defense wins championships. And if you're not using EMC Security to defend your home and family, you need to step up your game. With EMC Security's no contract and local service, they are a clear number one. So give them a call or visit them online at emcsecurity.com. That's emcsecurity.com.
EMC Security. Smart protection for a safer tomorrow.
Here I am on the road again, ready to pick up the kids from school, go by the grocery store, and do all the things a busy mother does. It's because I just left North Hall Tire and Wheel, where they made sure I was ready to go. They put on a fresh set of tires, checked the brakes, and even the battery. I know I can trust Mike and Matt and the guys at North Hall Tire and Wheel. They have everything you need, all the name brand tires at the best prices, and the service you need. They're on Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, so give them a call at 770-297-5308.
Back here at West Hall after the timeout. Got issue with the football. First and 10 from the West Hall 24. They're running right up the middle. I think that's Jackson again. He gets about three or four across the 20, right at the 20-yard line is where they're going to save it down. Yeah, that was Carter Jackson. Gets up there that time. Carter Jackson. Number three. Number four. I mean, number two, Langston Garson first, and Jackson and Navy can split the high back up. 1 man in. Empty set this time for the quarterback. Slaughter, 4 wideouts, 5 wideouts, 3 on the far side.
Well, they're just working on things now, Joe.
7-10 I mean, in the quarter.
They got the game in the back, so let's just see what they can do now.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He'll take the delay of game right there, if I'm getting that right. Yes, it's going to be a delay of game penalty. It should be, yeah. They'll back it up. It'll be a 5-yard penalty. Be
delay of game is 12.
Push it back to the 22-yard line. Or is it the 25-yard line? It'll be second down and 12. Yeah. 6:53 remaining in the game.
And they're still with the empty set. They've got something they wanted to run. Make sure they got plenty of room to run it.
5 guys out wide, 3 on the far side. Slaughter, delayed run by Slaughter. Slaughter's going to have the first down. They dropped the ball. Still on the ground. I think West Hall may have it there. Yep. 15.
One guy for Chattahoochee had a shot at recovering it. But it's squirting away from them.
Squirting away from it. It's number 5 or 6 right there with the ball. Carson Farsha, number 5, a junior, gets the recovery. And you're right, Gary. Went right through the hands of a Chattahoochee player. Farsha was right there. Johnny on the spot picked it up or fell on it right there at the 15.
I think it was Mattanaya got a chance to get it.
Really nice
for Chattahoochee, but Farsha's come away with it very well.
They'll come back out. Will the Spartans. Got it. With Felton, right out. First and 10 at their own 15. Got it. Takes it. Felton comes to the near side. Spins across the 20, out to the 22-yard line. A 7-yard pickup for Ben Felton.
Ben Felton on the carry for the Spartans.
If Ben didn't have 100 yards before now, he's got it for sure.
Yeah, Davis and Booker.
He's been poking the rock a lot tonight, for sure. He's been the right spot for West Hall tonight.
Booker and Davis and a few more of the Cougars bring him down. But I'll tell you what, now, he's earned his keep tonight. He has been one of the few bright spots for the Spartans on the evening.
Second round and 3. Hand off to Phelps again. First down across the 25 out to about the 26. So 11 yards and 2 carries. Ben Phelps with another first down for the Spartans.
Yeah, him and Leland Lott have been some bright spots.
Clock will continue to run 5:53. Referees want to put it in play in a hurry now.
Joe, the old trope always is that you make more progress between your first and your second game that you probably do all season long between games. And the Spartans definitely seen some things they're going to have to work on.
They look at a lot of huddle film this week to improve on some stuff for sure. 4 wideouts, 1 guy in the slot, 1 guy in motion. And it's going to hand it to that guy in motion. He's going to go inside across the 30, spins, going to push him across the 35 out to about the 36. He may have a first down.
Is that 19, Garcia?
Jermaine Cheeks with the first down, yeah.
Well, Cheeks only was in an end-around kind of play, and he got down to the
close to the first down yard. So maybe he got it. He did get it.
Did a nice job. He looked like he was up wider, and he kind of cut it off short right there at the inside the 30, the number 30, and then cut it upfield and got five more yards and got the first down. Three wideouts far side, one on the near side, ball's on the near hash mark. New running back in the game is 26? Parker, yeah, Parker in the game. He has the football. Amir trying to go up there. He gets across to a 39, about 3 yards now.
Well, I applaud this. You know, you got Ben's probably got his 100 yards plus. Take him out. No, they're putting him back in. Oh, well. I started to say this one is pretty much decided. Realistically, you know, and so give the other kids a chance to play. Save him for somewhere you're going to need him down the road.
Sure. Well, as much as he's toted tonight, I would think we'll have to wait and see what the stats are tomorrow morning. Maybe he's toted as much. Second down. About 7 yards to go. Two wideouts this time. And off to Phelps. Phelps trying to come outside the 40, the 45. Lowers his head out to about the 48-yard line. First down, West Hall. Phelps is just running with all heart right here, Gary.
Yeah, he's got to be wore out. Morris, number 13, falls on him there toward the end. He was already headed down. Morris jumped on him to make sure he kept going down.
Lost the 48, 3.2 remaining. Iggy Dang. Still got some of the starters in the game. Got Langston Garth in the defensive back, Emory Smith, Aaron Banks for Scott Aces. Some of those big linemen still in the game. Handoff again, going right up the middle across 50 down to about the 48-yard line of Scott Aces.
Well,
three more yards for Ben Phelps.
I don't think many, if I'm either team, I don't think many of my starters are going to be in the game.
Not right here.
No. I mean, you know, I guess I'm just too much of a pessimist. I'm afraid something's going to happen. You know, all you got to do is step wrong, turn an ankle, blow out a knee, and there you are.
This late in the game, you don't want to get anybody injured in game point. You know, I agree with
you. Yeah, give the kids that haven't played football.
That's why I thought Marshall was going in for Ben there a minute ago, but it happened. Second down, about 7. Phelps has it. Going to cut outside across the 45, down to the 40, still pushing. Four guys have to bring him down and get the first down around the 36-yard line. Wow.
Yep, he's tough. You can't set up good things about Ben Phelps.
Phelps does a nice job of finding his hole there, Gary, and he's pretty quick about first step, getting a good burst of speed, getting 3 or 4 quick yards, and then cutting back.
Keep that with Reyes on the stop. Yeah, he doesn't have the super burner breakaway speed, but he's quick.
Yeah,
he sees that hole, and he goes for it. Then he lowers, he makes his center of gravity low, gets his legs up on him, he's hard to bring down.
Got Amir Parker back in the game. This time they're going to throw it, coming to the near side. Complete over here to Hedges. Hedges is going to have it out to the 31-yard line. That was 0.
Levi Hedges.
Hedges, excuse me, Hedges is his name.
H-E-G-E, Hedges. Yeah, well, now it's Hedges. Some of these things we're taking our best shot at, folks.
Second down, 5 yards to go for the Spartans. Under 2 minutes now, 1:40 on the clock. Just thought we'd love to put 6 points on the board right here.
Took the words out of my mouth.
Got a new quarterback in the game. He's going to be cut down right there. That's number 13, Tyler Brady.
Tyler Brady on the quarterback keeper.
He comes down.
He's knocked
down by
Chris Beckton. Beckton.
Looks like Tyler's
going to
finish
him down. Yeah, well, that's a smart thing. Beckton, a 5'9", 180-pound junior defensive end on the stop. And again, he was the man that was the president was scoring after the ball game. I have to look back. It was the third touchdown of the night.
Thank you.
Third down and 9. Brady with Parker in the backfield. Brady rolls out to the inside. That's a throw incomplete. Over here, yes, complete. It's going to be well short. So it's now to the 34-yard line. Got a couple of 3 yards out of it.
Joe, Bunch played him 76 here in the second half. Yeah. Problem was the damage was already done. Because at halftime.
That's Amari Bond that time.
Halftime was 26-0.
Yeah.
Cougars.
played even here in the second half, 7-6. Might just be letting him run out right here again. 24 seconds to 24 play clock. See what happens. I'm trying to get this last playoff.
Well, this will be it.
Yeah.
There's about a half a second difference in the play clock and the game clock.
Tyler Brady with Parker beside him. Four wide outs. Parker looking to pass, and Brady looking to pass. He's going to be brought down.
That'll do it.
The game will be a sack, and that'll be the end of your ballgame right there. 33-6, Chattahoochee, your winner. We'll be back in a couple of minutes to wrap it up. This is high school football on 97.5, 4 a.m.
Hi, I'm Alex Schliemann, quarterback for the Northfall Trojans. While I'm out throwing touchdowns, my family's assisting clients with their financial planning needs. Whether you're preparing for retirement, navigating a major life change, or simply wondering how today's market affects your financial future, contact the team at Schliemann Wealth at 678-780-3200. From our family to yours, enjoy the game. Go Trojans!
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, and SIPC.
Ever feel like your house is just missing a little something? Custom window treatments can go a long way to making your house feel like a home. Call Millie's Drapery and Decorating today for the best in custom drapery, blinds, shades, and shutters. We can schedule for one of our designers to come out to your home, take measurements, and give you an estimate right there on site. That's Millie's Drapery and Decorating, 1732 Cleveland Highway in Gainesville, or give us a call at 770-532-3819.
What's up with the hockey mask, David?
Well, you said we were talking about Stanley Cups.
Not that Stanley Cup. The Stanley Cups that everyone has gone crazy about.
Oh, yeah. People do love those amazing cups. We have a great selection of bottles, mugs, and the popular 30-ounce tumbler.
Yes, they've become a statement piece. Perfect for work, road trips, working out, and all occasions. Come see our selection at Autry's Ace. The perfect gift to give or keep.
Autry's Ace Hardware, Thompson Bridge Road in Gainesville. No hockey puck required.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
Well, back here at Westall High School, the Hot Gates in Spartan Field. Joe Gailey with Gary Glenn, Nathan Laddie as our producers tonight back at the field. Final scores, Chattahoochee 33, Westall 6. We got the totals for Gary right here.
All right, thank you, Joe Gailey. The Chattahoochee Cougars opened the scoring at 8:50 in the first quarter. It was an 18-yard pass, Jay Slaughter to Aaron Banks. They also got a 42-yard field goal by Dylan Coulter. They blocked the punt in the end zone to the Cougars. We think it was Smith that blocked it, Emory Smith and Chris Becton that recovered. Got another 44-yard field goal by Coulter. Aaron Banks had an 11-yard run. And then Coulter missed a 47-48-yarder at the end of the first half. Then Westall opened the scoring in the second half and the third quarter. It was a 24-yard halfback pass from Ben Phelps to Ethan Mayweather. Eduardo Elias had his kick blocked. Langston Garth scored for the Hoots to end the scoring on a 4-yard run. Coulter was good on the PAT. In fact, he was 3 out of 4 on his PATs. They did have one block, and he was 2 out of 3 on his field goals. So a good night for him and a good night for the Cougars. Westall has seen some things that they're going to have to work to fix.
Well, they know they got their workhorse in there, but defensively, folks are going to key on him all the time, and it's going to be tough for them to do as much as he did. He got, I'm sure, well over 100 yards tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you could see at times, Chattahoochee, the Cougars were just pinning their ears back, knowing that it was going to be a run, and they jumped into a defense to stop the run. And for the most part, it worked. Again, West Hall had a couple of long drives, maintained ball control, but then they just kind of, except for that one score, it all just kind of fell apart
imploded
there.
Imploded,
yeah, and they just kept doing things that mistake. They made some mental errors on kickoffs and punts about where to let the ball go, and they made some execution things on that when they rolled that punt snap back, and it gave the Cougars great field position. It's a
it's a work in progress. I know that, and they've got a lot of new people, and we just hope that the Spartans can right the ship in these games that don't really count in the region standings. They front loaded people that they thought they could compete with, Joe, and they need a win.
Yep. They'll host Banks County here next week with West Hall. We'll be over at Cherokee Bluff for our first venture over there next year. For Gary Glenn, this is Joe Daly for Nathan Laddie, our producer. This has been Friday Night High School Football on 97.5 Glory FM. Thanks for listening.
This has been Friday Night Football in North Georgia on 97.5 Glory FM. Tonight's game was brought to you by Conditioned Air Systems, NGPG Ortho and Sports Medicine, Jackson EMC, Duplicating Products, Siphon Logistics, Optimum Mechanical, EMC Security, North Hall Tire and Wheel, Schliemann Wealth Management, Millie's Drapery and Decorating, and by Autry's Ace Hardware. Join us next time for more exciting high school football on 97.5 Glory FM. This has been a sports presentation of WGTJ Radio, your radio station for North Georgia sports.